time for Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. Benedict and Raven football is brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown Napa dealer. Don't forget you can listen to today's broadcast free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store, and you can also stream today's game free online at mscsports.net.
Place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
You're listening to Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. The Amberwell Health pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring head Raven football coach Joel Osborne starts right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Getting ready for a road game today with Benedict and head coach Joel Osborne with us. Coach, I love saying this every week, but congratulations. Another good outing for the guys last week at home.
I appreciate it, Tom. I thought our guys came out ready to go. That's about as well as we've played as a full team. And it was really good to see. I think we were really efficient in all three phases. We got another blocked punt for a touchdown. Defense, I think, gave up maybe 100 yards of offense before we put our backups in. And then offensively, you know, we were able to pull our starters out at the end of the first half. So it was a good day.
And you talk about the depth of your team, because you're able to, here in the last couple of games, you're able to get a lot of young guys, a lot of reps as the games go on. And that can't be anything but good.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's been great to be able to see guys that work really hard. They're kind of behind our starters, get their time in the spotlight, and they've done a nice job with it. So it's really big for our development. And, we've got to play a lot of people the last 2 weeks. So
We're going to talk about a lot of people. You have, and I was kidding with Gus about this the other day, maybe the most jammed up room, the guys that got to be elbow to elbow in the running back room, because you got a bunch of guys who are doing a great job carrying the ball.
Yeah, we do. We got guys coming out of the woodwork that can play.
Yes.
And, it's been fun to see. You know, we sustained a couple injuries throughout the season, and that's really showcased our depth. You know, you lose Dalton Witherspoon during the second game of the season for an extended period of time, and then Jordan Jackson emerged, and then we started playing Jordan and Zamar behind Xavier Gorgi, and those guys did a nice job. And then, you know, we go to Central Methodist, and Jordan gets a knee injury, unfortunately, and then our next guys step up, Robbie Sharp, Derek Overstreet, and then we had, during that game, we had a senior, Caleb Leephart, on one of, he had some really good carries, had a season-ending injury, and so then the next week, we bring on a true freshman, Luke McCormick, and he's really showcased himself the last 2 weeks, so those guys have done a nice job. Coach Mathis does a really good job coaching them at a high level. And it's a fun group to give the ball to.
Yeah, absolutely. And, see, this brings me to something else that, you know, Benedictine likes to throw the football, but suddenly the balance has really kind of shifted. Your numbers for running and throwing the ball are much more even. And so for teams preparing for you, you know, now they've got to be a little torn. What do we got to watch here?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I thought we got off to a really good start this year passing the ball, and then as the season, we got to the bye week, the second half of the season, I think it was Missouri Baptist right around that time, we've really started to pound the rock, and Coach Leonard's done a nice job coming up with a good plan for each of those teams we've played, and that's got to continue to be something we can lean on offensively.
And you, flip the side. We're talking about the offense. You talked about all three phases. The defense has been so stingy, my gosh, you know, taking the ball away and doing things.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We've came out really prepared. Coach Strong has our guys playing at a high level. You can see it in practice when we do. We have good on good sessions, and our guys they're doing a really nice job. And, you know, we do 2 minute every Thursday, and I think it's maybe been a month since our offense has scored in 2 minute on our defense. So, which is a great sign, to see our defense improving like they've been improving, keeping teams out of the end zone, forcing turnovers, you know, getting in the backfield. I think we had 5 sacks last week, you know, so we did a nice job defensively last week. I was really proud of our effort.
I had a former Raven punter visit with me the other day, and he had been up to the game. And he said, as a punter, he said, you see Zach Lacombe coming at you. He said, that ball, no matter how hard your long snapper is snapping it, it's just floating and coming at you. It looks like it's taking forever because you see this guy coming on.
Right. Yeah, there's no doubt. And that was great to see us get another block kick. I think it's 3 in the last 2 games, block punts we've had. And 2 touchdowns. Blake Dapkus has had both of them. And so Coach Merfeld's doing a nice job with our special teams units, and hopefully we can continue that.
Okay, let's talk about, of course, here we are down to, hard to believe, 2 weeks left in the regular season. We flipped it over to November, and here we are back in Baldwin City. Never an easy place to play, but Benedictine has played really well here.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Baker, they've won 5 straight games, and they've got a really good tradition there. Coach Regalado does a nice job with his team. Traditionally, they're really good on defense. And offensively, they have a dynamic quarterback, Truman Julesgaard, who was the conference offensive player of the year 2 years ago. And he's a good player. He's what makes them go. And so we've got to really contain him. He's their leading rusher. Also, obviously, he's really good in the pass game. They have a really good receiver from Eudora named Adrian Seals. And he's dynamic as a receiver, but also as a returner and kick returns and punt returns. And so he's somebody we got to contain as well, too. And then defensively, they have a returning All-American inside linebacker, Zach Kramer, who was our conference defensive player of the year ago. And they just do a really nice job. They force turnovers. They make it hard on you. They give you the illusion that you can run the ball, but it's actually hard to run the ball with what they do. And we've got to come out and play well. We're going into their place. It's a tough environment. Their students are rowdy. You know, it's just a good old-fashioned rivalry game.
Why have they won 5 in a row? What are they doing? What flipped the light switch, or what has happened to make them more competitive? Is it the schedule, or is it something else that they're doing?
I think, you know, they had a tough start to their schedule this year. With, you know, Peru State's been an up-and-down team, and we've seen they can really – you know, play at a high level at times. And then Grandview, you know, of course, they're defending national champs and still undefeated. And then they had William Penn, who's 8-1 right now. So, you know, that was another tough game that really nobody kind of knew was coming. William Penn has the leading rusher in the country at our level, both in yards and touchdowns. So once you got through that, I think the schedule did get a little easier for them. But, you know, they got down 14-0 against M&U 2 weeks ago, and it didn't look good. And all of a sudden, they just flipped the script on M&U. They forced turnovers. They started scoring. And they've done a nice job of getting stops defensively, but also scoring points on defense. And so it's a combination of a little bit of everything for them, you know, being solid in special teams, finding ways to get their playmakers the ball on offense, and then defensively, you know, creating turnovers and getting some scores. So, you know, they've I don't know what the best way to describe it. They've done a nice job of staying the course. I think they understand as a coaching staff that they still have control of their destiny, which for them, if they win this game, they are an automatic bid to the playoffs because they're the Art South Conference champs. So there's a lot on the line this weekend, and we know that, and so do they.
When you compete with Baker, and Benedict has been competing with Baker for a long time, I think probably the Wildcats are looking at you a little differently, because not only are you competing on the field with them, but now you're competing for athletes. You're competing, you know, for the kids that you're bringing in, because some of the small towns in Northeast Kansas that they used to kind of dominate, now you are getting some of those guys. And so they've got to be looking at Benedictine and saying, you know, the recruiting is something we're competing with them on also.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. They've done a nice job recruiting in this area. We've made this area a priority for us, and you can start to see some of those kids that are playing for us from those good programs in Northeast Kansas. And a win here definitely helps us in that regard. You know, when we recruit, you know, we talk about our history. The one thing we can say right now is we've beaten three straight times, right? And so this would definitely help us in recruiting. But we know that, you know, last year, the year before that, that doesn't really matter right now. What matters is what happens today in these 3 hours. And, you know, the good thing is we've had a good week of prep. You know, our kids have really, you know, not looked too far ahead. We know what's on the line. But at the same time, there's been a calmness about this team this week in practice. You know, the preparation has been great. And we feel that most physical team that takes care of the football and that is disciplined is going to win the game.
And your guys have been here before, not only down here in Baldwin City and been successful, but you've been at this point in the season last year. You know, you're driving toward a postseason berth and a very successful postseason. And that's kind of where they're at now. So having been there before has got to be huge.
Yeah, it is. And we've talked about that, learning from our – you know, the past, both the successes and the failures. And so, you know, with this team, I feel like they just got a really good head on their shoulders and really good leadership from our captains and our seniors and upperclassmen. And we're ready for Saturday.
And, of course, your fans are here. There's a big party out in the Ravens out in the parking lot right now going on because they are ready for this.
Yeah, we get great support. Our fans are excited for today. You know, we don't have to travel very far. You know, Baldwin's only an hour and 20 minutes, so... this will be a great day.
Coach, looking forward to it, man. Great luck this afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show, your home for Benedict and Raven football here on Care Radio. The Amberwell Health pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Show Keys to the Game coming up next.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we're getting set for Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. First of all, for the offense, I think the biggest key to today's game is take care of the football. This is a Baker team who their defense is much like your own. They've forced 12 interceptions this season. They have taken the ball away with 4 fumble recoveries, and they have 10 sacks on this season. And they've scored 3 defensive touchdowns this season. So they are a team that can really rattle you on the defensive side of the football. So, again, you're going to have to take care of the football. When it comes to the Raven defense, force quarterback Truman Uhlsgaard to be one-dimensional. Don't allow him to run the football because his most success has come when he's been able to rush the football for over 100 yards. He's done it a handful of times already this season. So if you don't allow him to run, he will make mistakes and throw into interceptions. So again, take care of the football. Force Uhlsgaard to be one-dimensional today. Could be a great day for the Ravens. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Keys to the Game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell pregame show, here on Hot Country 93.7, home of Benedict and Ravens football. We now go live to the stadium for Raven football, where Tom and Gus Kautz are standing by for live play-by-play and in-game analysis right here on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
It's time for Benedict and Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven Sports Boosters.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Baldwin City, Kansas, where the Benedictine Ravens getting set for Game 10 of the 2025 football campaign on the road for the final regular season time as BC is being hosted by Baker University. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering at the Cam Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here to my right. Tom Counts, you hear that roaring, that kind of rumbling in the background? Well, that's the breeze. Because here at Liston Stadium in Baldwin City, we get to enjoy the great out of doors. And we're sitting right dead smack in the middle of the Benedictine fans. They are surrounding us here in the visiting bleachers. And Gus, they are a rowdy bunch. They are expecting great things from their Ravens team today.
Hey, this is a team that's really excited to have the number three team in the country looking to get one step closer to locking up the South Division. Now, a win today for Benedictine just moves them that step closer. For Baker, a win today would clinch them the South Division. So a lot of things on the line for both of these teams. And Baker, who has struggled at home this season, even a win today will not guarantee them a winning record here at Liston Stadium this season.
Let's talk a little bit about that weather again. We're going to be battling, and we hope you battle with us through the noise of the wind blowing behind us. It is 58 degrees under cloudy skies here. Feels like it's 44, and that's because the wind is howling. Yeah, you could tell it's out of the west-northwest at 20 miles an hour and gusting. So it is a breezy, breezy day. Ravens are going to be on the near side to us. The home team and the Baker Ball Club, their bench is going to be on the sideline away from us. The Ravens are going to be getting the football, Gus, to begin things today. And I was a little uncertain when Baker won the flip of the coin, whether they would elect to defer or not.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I figured Baker would want to put their offense out on the field first and try to get a lead, but instead they're going to play right into the wheelhouse of Benedictine and let the Raven offense start this thing.
And again, the wind is going to be pretty much blowing at the back of the kicking crew here today. And so with that said, we're set to go in. Hope you enjoy it. Benedictine, Baker, one of the classic matchups in all of NAIA football, and the ball blows off the tee. And that's what's going to happen a lot today.
It's chilly enough today that the iguanas would fall.
The iguanas are falling out of the trees. No question about that. This kickoff, by the way, is going to be made by Seth Simpson. He's a 6-foot senior out of Lee Summit, Missouri. And there's the boot, and high end over end, and it is going to land deep in and bounce out the back of the end zone. It'll be Benedictine football off the touchback.
The Ravens right there with their kickoff return unit of Joseph Lagafuiana and Titan Osborne was the other return man so far today.
Now, we've talked about this just each of the last few years when they play, but coming to quarterback the Benedictine Ravens today, the 6-foot-1 senior from Lawrence, Kansas, it is Jackson Dooley.
Jackson Dooley spent a lot of time growing up 2 blocks to the west here in the Collins Center. It's his dad, the head coach of the Baker Wildcats men's basketball team.
Here comes the Benedictine offense. Ugarte is your running back, going to take that first handoff, bump into the left side, and get it across the 30-yard line, picking up 6 or 7 on the first carry of the day. Your basic little handoff into the left is going to be Zach Schneider at a Park Hill South High School defensive end for Baker with the first tackle of the afternoon. We are just underway in the ball game. Benedictine going from right to left across your dial in quarter number one. Ravens going to be looking here at a second down. The ball right around, they're going to mark it near the 30, maybe 31-yard line. So second down to 4 or 5. Quarterback is back, pulls it down, fires over the middle, and looking for Lagafuiana, and it's going to go incomplete.
That time it was thrown a little up the field for Joseph and Zach Kramer over there to make the stop. Zach Kramer, 6'1 senior out of Nemaha Central, had an interception against Benedictine last season.
So for the Ravens, they're going to be looking now at a third down call. Third down for BC. Ravens still at their own 30-yard line. The scoreboard here is not particularly helpful, and the sideline is somewhat obscured, so you're going to bear with us if you would.
3rd and 5.
Lagafuiana is going to slide in close. Ravens packing everybody in tight. No wide receivers. Motion is going to be to the right side. That's going to be LeBron. QB's back. Looking left, nothing. Looking right, nothing. Goes out to Ugarte. He's going to hit the sideline, but he's not going to pick up a first down. I don't think it's going to be close.
It's going to be very close. The official's giving him a pretty good spot. I think he's about a yard short. Going to eye it up? No. I think they're going to give him the first down. Fourth. Yep, fourth and one. So they are going to stay just a little short. And bear with us. We're outside. We're pretty close to ground level, and there's these giant tents around us. So for the Ravens, it's going to bring up fourth down. But just a heads up, if you're going to punt the ball, you need a punter. The last guy out onto the field is going to be Scotty Robertson. Don't blame him. He's not used to punting this early in the game.
And I'm surprised Benedictine is going to be punching here on this fourth down. And kicking into it is terribly strong wind. Robertson waiting for the snap. It is perfect. The advance of the ball and the boot is away. Wind is going to knock it down across the 50. It's going to take a Baker bounce, 45, back to the 44. Turns around to 43 and goes out of bounds at the 42. For the Wildcats, it'll be superb field position to begin their first series of the day.
Yeah, for the Ravens right there, having to punt on the first possession is not something that they have done many times this season. And so now they're going to call on their defense to try to bail them out a little bit.
And if you're Baker, you got to be extremely pleased with how that first sequence went defensively, making the Ravens give it right back. Wildcats coming out in their home black uniform, black helmet, black pants, black jersey with white lettering and trim. 6'1", senior from Lawrence High, Truman Julesgaard is their quarterback. He is a good one. They'll hand off and sweep to the near side. Ravens are going to pursue it. It's going to be a pickup of about three up to the 45-yard line. Gabe Martin, he's going to be the ball carrier, and he's going to carry a lot today. And it's good to see Cole Johnson in the lineup.
Yeah, Cole Johnson got a couple snaps last week, but they moved him back to that starting role. Good to see him back and healthy after an injury 2 weeks ago.
For the Wildcats, it's going to bring up a second down, 7. At their own 45-yard line, Ravens going 43 defense. QB straight back to throw, looks right, throws right. Ball's tipped, but it's going to be caught in spite of it. But it will be short of the first down to the midfield stripe.
Tipped over there by Cole Johnson, the tackle for the Ravens, was Isaac Lopez, the senior out of Jeff City.
You get a ball tipped like that with that much traffic around, you're very fortunate that it was not picked off. But Baker living a little lucky right there. Third down and 2, right at the 50-yard line. Again, the quarterback is going to be Julesgaard. No one. Now they're going to shift. No one to the right side. Gabe Martin is a running back about 6-7 yards behind the quarterback. We'll take the handoff. Hit in the backfield. Sack at the 45-yard line. What a play. That's Abram Phillips. Abram Phillips, the senior out of Olathe North, came through unscathed, makes a hit in the backfield, and for Abram, 5.5 TFLs this season. What a job right there. The Ravens are going to force Baker to punt on their first possession. Josh Gonzalez is their punter. He's out of a little school you might have heard of, Nemaha Central High School. And the Ravens have their kick return guy really, really deep. Again, this win should help Gonzalez. He is a sophomore. Standing at his own 32-yard line, takes the snap, gets the kick away, and it will angle away from the return guy, and it will carry him and roll down inside to 5-2-1 right near the goal line. They're going to have it at the 1-yard line. That ball bit and then slowed down, and the Ravens could not have farther to go.
Yeah, that time he hit a good punt away from the return man, which really didn't matter because Benedictine's not going to return many punts this season. But it hit, rolled perfectly, got to the 1-yard line.
So each team has had a possession. Each team has gone 3 and out. So, Gus, are the defenses playing well, or are the offenses being guarded here early in the afternoon?
I think the offenses right now are coming out just a little tight and a little, you know, close to the best in the early going.
So here come the Ravens from the end zone, essentially. And we're going to have, going to the outside, it's going to be Gorgi. And he will bounce up the sideline, pick up a first down. Xavier got the foot planted and walked the hash marks. First and 10, Benedictine.
Yeah, he's going to get that thing all the way out to the 13-yard line. So give him a dozen on the first down run. And, again, that's not what Baker wanted to see right there. Great special teams play. You pin him deep, and then the first play, Benedictine gets out of the shadow of their own end zone out to the 13-yard line. That'll be first and 10 right there for the Raven offense.
And what Benedictine doing, they're running to the short side. QB is going to take it, play action, back to throw. Looking over the middle, he went at LeBron, couldn't get him. Instead, fires it over to the left side. And I think it's going to be caught over there. There's no way in the world to tell you say no.
I don't think so. Yeah, it's going to be incomplete. They're trying to play it out here into the left flat to Xavier Ugorji. It's going to fall incomplete. Bring up now a 2nd and 10.
So for Benedictine, 2nd down and 10. some of their own 13-yard line. They're going to shift over to the right side. Tyler Watson, quarterback, is back. Throws it into the flat, and that is a badly thrown ball. That very well should have been picked off.
Yeah, that thing keeps throwing right into the wind, and that ball just died right in front of the intended receiver out there. They were looking for Lagapuliana, but Silas Etter, the sophomore out of Eudora, made a headlong dive for it, couldn't come up with it, is now going to bring up a 3rd and 10 for the Raven offense.
Are these teams going to have to decide that running the ball is the order of the day with a 20-mile-an-hour wind? Gusting, and again, you can hear it in the background behind it.
Especially going this way, right? Like going into the wind, I think you're going to have to run the ball. And then when you have the wind to your back, I think that's your chance to go ahead and air one out.
Back for the Ravens, it's going to be up a 3rd down and 10. Dooley, the tap is bad. He has to go down and get it. Fires one to the near side, and it is going to be caught. And up the near side, is it close to the 1st down or not? I think it's going to be right at the 25-yard line. If so, that would be a 1st and 10. And Benedictman going to have, is this 4th down then?
I'm going to say just short.
I have no way of seeing the field, the sideline, the players, the huddle, or the football. Beyond that, we have an absolutely wonderful view here at Baldwin City today.
Scotty Robertson going to come out for his 2nd punt of the day. And you talk about Robertson, a guy who just doesn't punt much. Here we are in game, 10 of the season. He's got 15 punts.
Got Cameron Porter back for the return. The snap again is great. The kick is away, and again, the wind is just going to drive it straight down. It'll take a Raven bounce 50, get to the 45, stops right there. So Baker's going to begin in very familiar field position. It'll be 1st and 10. Wildcats at their own 45-yard line. Gus, we haven't seen a 1st down today.
One. Yeah, on the very first play, Ugorji.
10:38 to go in the opening quarter. We are scoreless. And again, these teams are, I just feel like they're going to have to decide that they got to find a ground game here this afternoon.
Yeah, I think for the Ravens, they're going to have to rely a little bit on Ugorji running the ball.
Jules Gardner, quarterback, Gabe Martin, will come motion to the near side out of the shotgun formation. Nobody in the backfield. QB is back to throw. The pressure's on. He's being flushed out of the pocket. Chase rolling, running for his life. He's going to be pursued all the way to the sideline. Gets away and gets a pass away. Is it caught? It is across the 50-yard line. And Gus, the Ravens chased him, but failed to make the sack.
Yeah, finally able to make the catch over here with Gage Warren, the sophomore out of Park Hill South. And the Ravens had 2 shots at him. They were able to get back there. Castile, the 1st guy, Jason Anderson, the 2nd. But Ewell Guard kept that play long enough to roll out, find his intended receiver, complete what was a long pass, but only going to net them about 5 yards on the play because the quarterback was 20 yards back when he threw that pass.
Jules Gard under center. Well, a handoff to Martin. He'll hit into the left side of the line, breaks a couple of tackles, goes into the 2nd level of the defense, gets inside the 40-yard line. It's going to be another Baker 1st down. Dylan Witherspoon with the tackle for Benedictine. So this is the best possession for either team so far this afternoon. We've got 9.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Scoreless here in Baldwin City, but Baker is moving the football. Wildcats at their own 39-yard line. Yeah, I don't know what that noise is either, but, oh, whatever you did there, if that was a benefit. Shifting around to the left side is going to be Gage Warren. Now Warren is going to be in the backfield of the quarterback's right hand. Jules Gard takes a step, looking, has all day, throws deep downfield and way overshoots. His intended receiver is going to be incomplete.
That time he was trying to throw into double coverage. Had a receiver down there. He was looking for Gage Warren again, but the Ravens were step for step in coverage with Nehemiah Hicks and Dylan Witherspoon. So nice over under coverage and nowhere to go. It will bring up now a 2nd and 10 for Baker.
Yeah. Last time I had that noise, it was the other plug. You were right. The lightning plug.
Right.
But I'm not sure what this is. Here we go. It's going to bring up a 2nd down 10 call. Baker handoff running back. Dances left side. Hit as he gets to the line of scrimmage. There's just not much there for Gabe Martin.
That time the Ravens doing a great job of shutting things down in the middle. The 1st guy over there was Jason Anderson and Blake Castile combined on the tackle. And now the Ravens are going to freshen up that front line. They're going to bring into the ball game Dylan Bennett and Xavier Hernandez.
It's kind of a 3rd down defensive package that they run 4 guys in. So for Baker, it'll bring up a from the 36-yard line. Third down and 7. Motion will come to this right side, to the near side of the field. QB's back, looking this way. Ball tipped. It's going to be caught at the ankles, but way short of the first down. And for the second time today, the Ravens get a hand on it. That time it was Jonathan Crow tipping the ball.
Jonathan Crow is a young guy for this Raven team. Only a sophomore playing that defensive end position, has come in a little bit as the season has progressed. He's got 2 sacks on the year, and now we're going to see Baker. Well, too long for a field goal, and I'm surprised they might not try it because of the wind. They are going to try to punt the ball again. Or the last time they punted it, that thing was perfect, stopping at the 1-yard line.
Kicker standing at his own 50. The snap is great. The boot is away, and he's getting what he wanted. This high-hanging kick is going to land around the 10-yard line. Kicker Baker bounced it on one hop. It was out the back of the end zone because it never touched the end zone. That bounce was over 15 yards in the air.
That thing hit, bounded all the way through the end zone and hit about midway of the track. On the second bounce, almost made it to the fence over there. So
here we go. It'll bring up a 1st and 10 for Benedictine. And Gus, the Ravens in 2 possessions have had 2 punts of the football. Let's see what they're able to do with this 3rd touch. Quarterback takes the bomb. Little handoff into the middle of the line, and not a whole lot there. Going to be relatively short yardage.
Penalty marker came in right at the end of that play.
It's going to be our first penalty of the afternoon. We'll switch these out if we don't need them. Yeah. Looking for clarification on the first marker that we've seen on the field this afternoon. It's going to go against Benedictine.
So it's going to be holding against Benedictine, and Baker going to go ahead and take that. Back him up 10, replay, 1st down.
We're at 8 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Scoreless in Baldwin City. Because I don't think I gave enough credit and underestimated the impact the wind is going to have on this game here today. I mean, you can hear it. We've got wind covers on the microphones, and it is still just howling through here this afternoon. If we can change that and that a little bit, it's not going to really make much difference. The official's taking lots and lots of time. I'm not sure just what the delay in this game is right now. Everybody just standing out there looking at one another.
Things are blowing off.
Oh, yeah. So the wrap around the west goalpost is blown off and was rolling out of the field. And the Ravens have 2 big tents out there. They're going to take off here, too. It's going to look like Dorothy's house in the Wizard of Oz here in just about a half a minute. I hope nobody gets hurt when they fail. All right, for Benedictine. And it's going to be 1st and 20 from the 10. And here comes Ugorji. He'll try the right side, just not much there. Give him about 5 yards. Make it the 15-yard line.
That time Ugorji's trying to work off the right side. Just not much doing over there for Baker. And on the tackle, you're going to have Marquise Brown along with Silas Etter.
2nd down for Benedictine. 2nd down, 15. Now, once in a while, the wind will subside for a moment, but it's very, very brief. And as an offensive play caller, you could never count on that. You might as well figure it's going to be disgusting all day. Here's a pass to the right side through the hands of Zimmerman. And Gus, I got to tell you, that ball was zipped over there.
That thing, he threw it right into the teeth of that wind. It was trying to throw an out pattern over there to Zimmerman. Zimmerman being guarded right now by a cornerback, Cameron Porter. So right now they are putting a cornerback on Tanner Zimmerman, which is probably the right idea.
It'll bring up now for Benedictine, a 3rd down long. The Ravens have not, gotten the ball beyond the 30-yard line of their own yet so far this afternoon. Going to have to get into the 30 for a 1st down here. TZ is going to go to the right side, split away from the line. Quarterback is back. And now he's going to a little handoff in the backfield, and there's just not much there.
That time, Ugorji working over to the left side. Edder was the first guy to hit him. The second guy, Alex Gunderson, a junior linebacker out of Olathe, Kansas, makes a stop on the play. And the Ravens are going to be looking at a 4th and, let's call it 14. So no gain on the play with just under 7 to play here in the 1st quarter. Benedictine in to punt for their 3rd time today.
The Raven offense has been pretty toothless here in their 1st 3 possessions, going for its 3rd punt. And each time, Gus Baker gains just a little bit of field position. The kick return, you guys, now in Benedictine territory, waiting for this kick. And again, they're into the wind, and they are hard to get away. This is short, in over end, rolling at the 50, picked up at the 47. Back to the 50, and hit down to the 48-yard line. So about a 5-yard return. And when it happened right there, Scotty decides he's going to, you know, line drive this thing and not get it up into the sky.
Yeah, and that was a good punt right there by Robertson. Not getting it up there where he gets caught, but just hitting that line drive and trying to get some distance out of it. Again, still stays on the Ravens side of the field. Baker will take over first and 10 at the Benedictine 48.
Scoreless ball game so far with 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. First and 10, starting in Raven territory. Handoff running back, skirts to the outside. Got hit a corner, but he is not going to escape. The Raven corner, Gabe Martin, was grabbed up by Isaiah Haston. Just how many times you see that one-on-one tackle and the running back is able to elude him or pull through him or he'll get away somehow, but not this time.
Yeah, and so many times your running back coach is going to tell you, got to make the first man miss, but that time a great sure-handed tackle over there by Isaiah Haston.
That's going to bring up for Baker a second down. Back to throw, Jules Gart. He's got all day, and he's throwing deep, and he's got a man wide open downfield, and it's broken up inside the 10, and there's a penalty marker down.
Isaiah Haston going to be guilty of the pass interference, and you'll take that. I mean, I know it's not a spot foul. It's going to cost him 15 yards, but it'll be a pass interference against Isaiah.
Okay, here's the deal, guys. Coming into the game today, we were interested in the offensive line for Baker, but they have given Truman Julesgaard absolutely all the time he wants or needs or could ask for today.
You know, and some of that, too, you kind of wonder is Nittington really hasn't dialed up any blitzes. They're just trying to win with their four down linemen and let their linebackers play in space. So it'll be interesting to see as the game progresses if they change that game plan a little bit and maybe go after Ewell's guard. But I think right now the big thing is you don't want to let Truman run the ball too much.
No, and that is his long suit. That's what he does, and that's what he wants to do. Receivers, two to the left side. It's a first and 10 in Raven territory. Quarterback is back. Starts the throw, pulls it back. Starts the throw, pulls it back. Now over to middle. His man is going to be wide open. Caught at the 25-yard line and down right there.
That time on the stop for the Ravens. You're going to get Peyton Jobe along with Dylan Witherspoon. Pressuring the quarterback was Xavier Hernandez, but Ewell's guard able to buy just enough time to find his man over the middle.
That's Gage Warren with the catch. Gage is not a big guy. Last year against Benedictine, four catches, though, for 45 and a score.
So for Baker, you've still got 5 minutes left. But, again, this is the quarter where you've got that win to your back.
So it is a I don't even know what it is. It's just short yardage situation here.
And Abram Phillips going to make the tackle on the play for Benedictine. It was second and 2. Now it's going to be first and 10.
First and 10. We're 4 minutes at 40 to go. The down is at the top.
Yeah, so the down is at
Can't
the top. Yards to go is right underneath it. So
miserable.
It's kind of tough to figure it out.
Yeah. Not well done. Here comes Baker at the Benedictine 20-yard line. It is their best field position of the afternoon.
Ooh, they're lowering the tents a little bit.
They need to do something. They need to put him in a bus. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. Boots into the middle. He's got plenty of room. Going to be hit. Going to be stood up. And finally, going to be driven down. But he got a lot of yards down, too. Short of the 10 or on the 12.
That time, quarterback designed run. He took the ball, eared it for a second, and then just went straight up the field. And that time, great blocking up front by that offensive line in the big center, Brandon Palika out of Quinter, along with his right side guard, Ryan Murray out of Pleasant Hill, able to pick up some good yardage, finally making the stop, Kevin Harris.
Wide receiver on the left side, guys, Noah Hastert for Baker. He's the guy who's you just stands out of the field, and a lot of it's because he's a 6 foot, 7 inch, 250-pound junior out of Care Paravel Latin School. So for Baker, it is going to be a second down and short. QB's back to throw again. Looks over the middle. He's got his man and missed him at the goal line. It's incomplete.
We got to see a penalty on that.
I hear a lot of rumble.
Yep,
there it is at the goal line.
That time they were looking for a quick slant. It's the Corey Thomas, the junior cornerback out of Punta Gorda. I thought did a real nice job of staying off of the receiver. The official's going to talk about this for a moment.
I felt also like he had gotten across in front of him, and what's our referee going to give us?
That's interference. And they're going to say it occurred in the end zone, so the ball is going to be placed at the 2, and it will be first and goal there for Baker with 3:31 left here in first quarter.
Well, here's the thing. The Ravens can't wait for this first quarter to go, where it has been the poorest first quarter this year. 3:31 to go. Ravens defense is going to have to stack it up. Sherman Jones guard a quarterback. They'll go to the I formation. Fullback in front of the tailback. The handoff running back. He'll power into the left side. Gabe Martin is not in second down. Ravens are tough to run on, Gus, in these short downs.
Yeah, it's going
to
be tough, especially running into the middle. The Ravens have it beefed up right now with Kevin Harris, Jason Anderson, and you don't see this very often. They've also got Dylan Bennett in there in the middle. Not very often they have all three of those big guys in there. They do right now.
For Baker, they're going to go to the same alignment. Martin is going to be the tailback. Got a fullback standing in front of him. Hand off against him. It'll dive in. Did he get in the end zone? Touchdown, Wildcats. Gabe Martin just kind of lunges into the sky. And here's what I love, guys. Truman Julesgaard comes halfway over to the Benedictine bench and flexes on the Ravens sideline as before he exits the field as Baker has leapt to the early lead. Well, it's not that early. 2:58 to go in the first quarter. As the Ravens fail on their first three possessions to move the football, Baker kept getting closer and closer with the exchange of the punts, and now looking to add their seventh point as Seth Simpson is in for the point after. He's a lefty. It is down, it is up, and it is right there. We're going to get a timeout. The break, 2 minutes and 58 to go in quarter number one in Baldwin City. Baker, 7, Benedictine, nothing.
Football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Well, Gus, and I'm not looking to make you do research, but right off the top of your head, when was the last time the Ravens have trailed in Des Moines?
So the last time they didn't score a point in the first quarter was back in Des Moines. So that first quarter ended 0-0.
Here we go. Baker getting set to kick it away.
But
for
remember,
the second time.
They've trailed a couple games this season after the first two possessions.
Here's the boot, and the Ravens are going to let this thing go out the back of the end zone. And again, there was little chance that it was going to be returned. So off the touchback, the Raven offense coming out, and they're going to have to find some traction.
Yeah, right now the Raven offense, they've got some yards, but they just have struggled to just put consecutive plays together right now.
Senior quarterback Jackson Dooley.
Oh, wow.
Hey, they took it away. Hurrah. There's applause from the crowd. Well-deserved applause.
See a lot of things.
If you get the second tent down, life will be perfect. I think it'll probably be going next. Here comes Benedictine. Gus, do we have Witherspoon in the backfield now?
Yep.
QB's going to take it. Hand off. Witherspoon will go to the right side, puts his head down, carries the pack, goes up to the 30-yard line, earns 5 tough yards right there.
Yeah, nice running right there by Witherspoon. Just hits the right side, blows his way forward, and following the blocking of Trace Madridge, your right guard on that play. And for Benedictine, give him about 6 on the play, 2nd and 4.
2 minutes and 30 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens treading at 7-0. Looking to put together an offensive series. They're going to fill a slot to the left side. Hand off again to Witherspoon. He'll get behind a big lineman, just kind of rides him for about 2, maybe 3 yards. Not a lot as he stretched it outside. Gus did not cut it back into the middle where there was a little daylight.
So we've talked a lot about in this first quarter how this game has been played on the Baker half of the field. You want the stat to back that up? Baker is leading 7-0. Both of these teams only have 47 yards of total offense. So Baker's got a touchdown on only 47 yards of offense through 3 possessions today.
Well, that's because all their yardage has been gained on Raven penalties. There's been the big difference in that. Multiple pass interference penalties against Benedictine has given them a lot of free yards. QB is going to hand off to Witherspoon. Again, it drops the ball. Jackson dives on it. Does he get it back? The official runs up over it and says, yeah, he's got it. Baker player comes out of the bottom of the sack, ripping it out of his hands, but because the Ravens are just sleepwalking through quarter one.
Yeah, and that possession right there for Benedictine, 2:58, a minute 28, so what, 90 seconds?
Yeah.
To go three and out right there for Benedictine.
So the Ravens will punt again. Scotty's not used to this. He will have punted more already in the first quarter today than he has in multiple games entirely this season. Now the Ravens drag in their 11th guy for the punt unit. Very disheveled. Snap is back. The boot is away. And that is great. The wind did not grab it at the 20 and out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Now that is some kind of kick.
All right.
For the 28 to the 15. So we're talking, what, 22 and 35? A 50-plus yard punt right there into the wind. And sometimes it's a play like that that it takes to kind of get your team to catch a little spark.
All right, so here's the problem, though. Scotty Robertson has only punted 15 times all season. He's punted four times in the first quarter.
Yeah. He could punt more today than he has all year. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I don't need to see him punt again today.
I would like to see the football game, but I cannot. Here we go. Inside the last minute of the opening quarter, Benedictine has pushed Baker back. The ball is going to be flared over to the near side. It'll be caught around the 15 and bumped out of bounds into the Ravens sideline. The advance of the ball is going to be up to around the 22-yard line. It'll bring up a second and three. 44 seconds. That play took only a couple of seconds off the clock.
That time a quick screen over here to the right side. Caught by Adrian Fields. He's a guy who is athletic and bursty. He's got three catches last week for 65 yards.
Wildcats, well, second down three.
And this could be the last play of the quarter if they want it to be.
Certainly could. It theoretically absolutely can be. Receivers trips to the left side for the Wildcats. Quarterback looking to throw, getting a little pressure. He's going to get hit. He's going to be dropped. How about that? They're marking him back inside the 15. Now they're going to stay right at the 15-yard line. So any yardage gained earlier was lost there, and that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the field. Wait a minute. We're going to hang on. I think they're going to try to squeeze one more off of the wind. I don't think there's any way, is there? That's going to do it. End of one in Baldwin City, Kansas. It is Baker 7. Benedict and nothing.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Well, we're employing every manner of capturing the equipment and paperwork here on this card table. By the way, you want to play a pitch at halftime? You've got plenty of guys around here. We get a little 5-point game going on.
There was a day I watched you play a lot of pitch, but usually you flipped over the lunchbox and you played it in the middle of the aisle on the bus.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. We put a lot of miles in with that. Well, here we go. Wind has been blowing. The Ravens have been struggling with the wind, but now we turn the page to the second quarter where the wind will be at the Ravens' back.
It'll be a 3rd and 10 now for Baker. How about this? Today we haven't seen a single 3rd down converted. Both teams combined for an 0-for-6 on 3rd downs today.
And here come the Wildcats. It's going to bring up a 3rd down and 10 back at the 15-yard line. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. He is going to be hit, and he's pushing forward. He'll get 3 or 4. And at first, I thought he was going to get maybe a yard or so, but a very short gain. Ravens are going to get the punt. Cole Johnson, Zach Lacombe. Those have been the stalwarts. You know, we've talked about them so much all season long. And now, Lagafuliana's got an opportunity to get the Ravens great field position. Let's see how this Raven kick return is going to come off. He'll stand at the Raven 48. The wind has subsided all of a sudden, by the way, as Baker's prepared to punt the football. Sun has popped out just a little bit. The snap back good. The kick is away. It is not great. And the Ravens are going to get away with it. No, Joseph grabs it, stops the spin.
And he called a fair catch. So, okay. I mean, really, he was okay to grab that. And I like it. The ball was going to hit and bound for maybe another five. Grab it off the bounce and get down. So, great job right there by Longapuyana.
You could call a fair catch off a bounce.
Yes.
I did not realize that. That's good. That's good stuff. Here comes the Benedictine offense, and this, Gus, is time for BC to find their stride. First and 10 across their own 45. They're going to begin this thing around the 46-yard line. Quarterback Jackson Dooley back to throw. Rolling right, throwing into the flat. He's got his man.
Tiptoes to the near side. Nicely done. And
say what a job by Titan Osborne right in front of the Ravens sideline. Move the chain.
Titan, as he came over the sideline, taps the toes, looks down and says, well, there's not paint here. I'm used to only catching touchdowns. Coming into this game, Titan Osborne, 21 catches, 10 touchdowns this season.
Dalton Witherspoon is a Benedictine running back. He's going to be on the left hand of Jackson Dooley. Two receivers to the left side. It's a first and 10 BC. For the first time today, they are in Baker territory. QB is going to take it to play action. Looking over the middle, looking over the middle. Now he's going to run with the ball. The coverage downfield had to be great. He's going to eat it after a 2-yard gain.
Yeah, that time he was looking downfield and wanted TZ, and I really thought he had become open, but I think he was worried about that safety lurking around there. Elijah Porter, the sophomore out of Gardner-Edgerton. Here's the problem with Porter. Porter's at 5'8", and Tanner Zimmerman checks in at 6'5". I would go ahead and throw that out there and see what happens.
Ravens with the football. Second down. They're going to only give him a yard on that, so make it a second down 9, Benedictine, on the 42-yard line. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. Cut through the line. Witherspoon at the 35. Witherspoon to the 30. Witherspoon to the Raven. First down. BC moves the chains again.
That time having to come up and make the stop on the play. Silas Etter, the sophomore linebacker out of Eudora, his 25th tackle of the season.
You know what we got going for us here today, guys? We never get a chance to really enjoy the atmosphere with the Raven crowd. And the Raven crowd is surrounding us on four sides. This is quite an experience. First and 10, Benedictine at the 12:40 mark of the opening half. BC trailing 7-0, but now driving the football. A handoff, you guys, you know, play action. Over the middle of TZ, it's behind him, badly thrown and incomplete.
That time, TZ working against Zane Pundit over there, the 5'9" freshman out of Piper. That's another one that I think if you're the Ravens, you come back and look at. Again, I think the pass was just rushed a little bit by quarterback Jackson Dooley. Right now, Dooley not really hitting at a high percentage. He's 3 of 7 passing for 23 yards.
So the Ravens are going to bring in the fullback.
And you're also going to get you gorging.
I kid Tyler Watson about being not a tight end, but he's now a fullback, and he's at that fullback spot in the I formation. Hand off to Xavier. He'll cut into the middle of the line, but there's not much there. He starts to follow his lead back and then cuts to the right side to outrun him and runs right into the teeth of the defense. It'll bring up a third down for Benedictine.
Zane, we talked about the little freshman out of Piper, and I'm telling you, you know they list him at 5'9", 185 pounds. He's more like 5'7", 150 pounds.
For Benedictine, we're going to get Watson staying in the game, but now he's going to be on the right end. Right to the left side is going to be Titan. To the right side is going to be JoJo. And your running back, Witherspoon. TC's going to shift over. Both tight ends are going to shift to the left side, the wide side of the field. QB is back to throw. Looking. No room. Run. Scrambling for his life. Throws it into the ground. And again, the Raven quarterback struggling.
Yeah, he had Titan wide open right there in the middle of the field. But as he stepped up, didn't really get his feet to where he liked them. And now we're looking at a fourth down. And Christian Kloby going to come in for a long field goal attempt.
Here's my thing with the long field goal attempt. It is way within his range, but the wind is going to deflect that ball. It's going to make it much more difficult. Down at the 35 for a 45-yard effort for Christian Kloby. He has hit one from 55. Waiting for the snap. It is terrible. Gotten down. The kick is up. It is high enough. It's long enough. It is dead center. Good. And the Ravens are on the board, taking a timeout at 11:40 to go in the opening half in Baldwin. Benedictine trailing Baker. It's a Wildcats 7, Ravens 3.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Now, coming into the ballgame today, you got to understand that Baker is an improved team, and they've been improving through the course of the season. And, in fact, in their last two back-to-back road wins, have outscored their opponents 94-19. So it's not like they're not playing some really, really good ball.
Yeah, and you got to look back to those losses in the first 3 weeks. It was William Penn, Grandview. And I think the anomaly there was the Peru State one, but early on in the season, Peru State was playing better. And you talk about the other two losses, those are playoff teams.
Oh, absolutely no question about it. Benedictine is going to have to bring Eric Avery, or no, they're going to have to bring him here. Is that going to be Josh? Yeah, Josh Boone's going to come in to put a finger on the football to hold it on the tee. Again, that wind is absolutely incredible here today. Kloby's kick is away, and we'll go out the back of the end zone on the fly. So for Baker, first and 10 to their own 20-yard line. We've got a long way to go in this one. Just early in the second quarter, 11:40 to play in the half.
Feels like we've played a lot of football. And you're like only a quarter in.
We've had a lot of possession.
I think that's a lot of it, right? For Baker, how about this? They're about to start their fifth possession of the afternoon.
Sherman Julesgaard, quarterback for Baker, has had a great season, 12 touchdowns and 6 interceptions
right
over
now
the course of the season.
And this afternoon, he's throwing a high percentage, hitting at 67%. He has 4 of 6 passing, but only 25 yards throwing the ball right now.
Raven fans trying to inspire the BC defense. First and 10 for Baker. Coming out at their own 20-yard line. Julesgaard rolls right, throws right, hits his man out of the backfield, gets to the 30 and up to the 34-yard line. Quick hitter and a nice yardage picked up for the Wildcats. It'll bring up a first down.
Isaiah Haston over there with the stop for Benedictine.
I'm looking to see, did they know they're going to spot it just short of the 35. I thought he reached across it. They're going to make it around the 34, so they get a second down and one. This is a fun play, second down one. Do whatever you feel like doing here. Grayson Booth is in the backfield. Booth, not a big guy. 5'11", out of Holton, Kansas. He will get this handoff, and he will get the first down, pick up about 3 yards into the right side of the line.
That time coming up, making the stop for the Ravens, Dylan Witherspoon. For Witherspoon, 44 tackles coming into today's game. Kind of playing that safety hybrid linebacker position.
So here come the Wildcats. They are moving the football with their first possession of the quarter. Now the wind is blowing the ball across the ground after they had it set. Fisher's going to go over and umpire's going to pick it up and re-spot the ball. First and 10 Baker from their own 40-yard line. The Ravens have got, because everybody within, 7 yards of the line of scrimmage? They've got 11 guys right up on the line. And the handoff is going to go to the running back, and he'll cut to the right side, pick up some blocking, and that's going to be a huge run for Grayson Booth. He's going to be close to midfield.
That time coming up to make the stop for Benedict and Nehemiah Hicks, the backside cornerback. He is a transfer from McKendree, and he's a guy who wasn't thrilled about having to come over and make a stop on a running play.
So the ball nose up to the 50-yard line. It is another Baker first down, and because they are moving it on the ground, just taking bite after bite, 3, 5, 8, 9 at a time.
Ravens going to be out there on the defensive front with Xavier Hernandez and Dylan Bennett. Your defensive end is Jonathan Crow and Joseph Abram.
Avery and Warren are wide to the left side. Quarterback delay draw. He'll hit the middle of the line. Ravens stack him up, shove it back. How about Ben Gilliland? He's so good.
That time Ben Gilliland snipped that play out right away. And the sophomore out of Van Meter filled quickly, made the stop on the play. A gain of 1. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 9 for the Baker offense.
Now, here's what the Ravens defense has done, Gus. Or maybe you want to spin it, has not done. Either way you want to look at it, they have not let Julesgaard run the ball. And he likes to run. He's an integral part of this offense. It is carrying it.
2 rushes, 2 yards right now for Julesgaard.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Ravens are doing a great job with him. Second down, 9. Hand off again to Booth. Look at him run. Puts his head down, gets through the line, and the Ravens are being beat right now at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and right now Baker's doing a great job of opening up some of those gaps along the front line and finally coming up to make the stop. It was Dylan Witherspoon and Booth with a run able to pick up a first down to the 40-yard line.
And I'm telling you who's having a big game today is the guy who they introduced him at senior day here, Eldon Haynes, 6'2", 365-pound senior from Brooklyn. And he is having a great day out there. Also, you got Keon Anderson, 6'4", 3 1/4, out of Wyandotte High School. Those two big tackles are really leading the charge for the Wildcats, and they have moved the ball right downfield. Now, in Raven territory, the 45. It is a 1st and 10. Another quarterback draw. Goes to the right side, and again, nothing doing. Julesgaard may have not regotten the line of scrimmage.
At that time, Julesgaard got into the middle and ran right into Kevin Harris. Nice job right there by Harris. And right now, Baker kind of jawing with Kevin, but the problem is the play clock continues to run. We're down to 30 seconds on the play clock. It's no gain, and they're going to spot it down. Yeah, no gain. 2nd and 10.
7:40. We're nearly midpoint of the second quarter. Baker leads Benedictine in a surprisingly low-scoring ball game at 7-3. Again, these two teams over the past number of weeks have really put a lot of points on the board. Not so today. Hand off again to Booth. This time, he is going to be thwarted, picking up maybe 2 yards. Ravens come up with a football, and the officials walking up over it saying 3rd down, I think.
That time coming out of the bottom of the stack was Jason Anderson. He said, "That's my football." And the official said, "No, he was down." He's going to bring up now a 3rd and 8.
You know what I like to see about that? Whether he gets the ball or not, I like the enthusiasm. I need some emotion. I need a little lift here.
Here we go. Baker looking to convert their 1st 3rd down of the afternoon. They're 0-for-3 right now. Quarterback is back to throw, rolling to the left side. Rolling. Plenty of time. Throws it downfield, and his man is overthrown out of bounds, and it is incomplete inside the 5-yard line.
That thing went right through the hands of the intended receiver, Gage Warren, and even if he can get his hands to close on it, I still think he's out of bounds.
So, Julesgaard with the incomplete pass. Yep. Julesgaard with the incomplete pass brings up 0-for-4 now on 3rd down. Two teams have combined 0-for-9 on 3rd downs today.
Lagafliana going to settle in at the 10-yard line to watch this win. He'll probably go over his head. Kicker standing just on Baker's side of the field, and that is Josh Gonzalez. Waiting for the snap, another peach, and the pressure's on. He gets it away, and that is going to go out of bounds through the end zone, and the Ravens are going to get it on the touchback.
Blake Gaskis was right there.
Wait a minute. What's everybody beefing about?
Nothing. It's the touchback.
Okay. Fans all get a little excited here. It'll be 1st and 10. Benedictine off the touchback. Yeah, the pressure was on, man.
I think everybody got a little worried for a second that he was spotting it, but he was saying, no, it was a touchback because that ball bounded through the end zone. But, man, Blake Dakius was back there in a hurry. He was looking for, what, his 3rd block in 3 consecutive weeks?
Today is young, okay? And there are going to be a lot more punts the way it looks today. He's going to get more opportunities. Here comes the Raven offense. Benedictine has not broken the end zone yet. Here's a handoff, straight ahead run. Witherspoon is going to pick up about 5 on the 1st down carry.
Alex Gunderson makes the stop on the play right there, a linebacker out of Olathe, Kansas. 23 tackles on the season, able to stop Witherspoon there, but not before Dalton able to pick up 6 yards.
Now he will come out of the ball game, and into the lineup is going to come Ugorji for Benedict, and also LeBron Jackson's going to enter the game. He'll go wide to the left side. Lagafuliana will be the receiver to the right. 6 minutes to go in the 1st half. Ravens with the football. It's going to be a BC 2nd down and about 4 or 5 just across the 25-yard line. QB back to throw. Looking, going deep. Right side for JoJo. Goes up, makes the catch. Lagafuliana in front of the Raven bench, and he has gone nose-to-nose with the defender talking about it.
He had some words right there for little Cameron Porter and said, hey, get out of my way next time. And big 1st down for Benedictine. And what a play.
one of those that we've been waiting to see all afternoon. Take the top off because, again, you've got little defenders in the secondary for Baker. Benedictine with these tall receivers have got to start using that size to their advantage. They're going to bring Titan in, put him in the slot to the left side.
Very likely that was the longest game for either team on one play today. First and 10, Benedictine. A couple of guys in the backfield. The handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He starts right, cuts left, moves straight ahead, gets down to around the 30.
That time following the blocking over there, a big Eddie Swizlowski, the 6'5" junior guard out of Kabul, Missouri.
Abram Phillips here on the near side warming up, guys. He's looking to snap that PAT. That's what he's thinking about.
He's working on that last snap, and I think he's talking to special teams coordinator Merfeld about, hey, that last snap was a little wild, and see, this one was a little high, too. So he's trying to kind of get that under control.
LeBron slot left, right to the left is JoJo. To the right side is going to be Titan. He will move to the middle of the field. Hand off to Gorgie. He'll try the center. There's nothing. I mean, he runs squarely into the arms of a defender. I guess there was nowhere for them. Eddie Swizlowski tried to block for him, but there's two defenders that swarmed him. Alex Gunderson with a stop.
And as you hear the wind, it's kind of gusting up again here at the moment.
Right now, the defense is double-teaming Eddie Swizlowski on the Raven offensive line. And Eddie can move one of them, but it's going to be tough to move both of them right now. 4:14 and rolling. This third or the second quarter has moved very quickly. And here comes Benedictine, Jackson Dooley. Once again, you're going to have Xavier Ugorji as his running back just on his left side. Hand off Xavier. He slow walks it to the edge, tries to turn it up, but can't. There's no one there. He'll get maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Little, if anything, more than that. Ravens are going to be looking now at a fourth down. Are they going to go for another field goal here? Are they going to try to pick this thing up on a fourth down four?
Yeah, well, third downs have been a problem for both teams. How about this? We still are yet to see a third down conversion today. Benedictine now 0-6 on third downs, and Baker right now 0-4 on third downs.
Ravens are taking a long time. Are they going to take a timeout? Play clock to 14, 13, 12. BC still shuttling players in and out of the game. They're going to have to take a timeout, right? There's no way they're going to be ready. 5 seconds, four, that's it. Taking a timeout. 3:16 to go in the half in Baldwin. It's Baker 7, Benedictine 3.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you with us here in Baldwin City this afternoon. 3:15 to go in the opening half. Benedictine utilizing their first time out of the first half. And Gus, they got a big decision. Fourth down and four. All right, the ball is on the 27-yard line, so it'd be, what, 37, 44, 45-yard field goal?
Yeah, and you've already
hit that a minute ago.
You've already hit a 45-yard field goal, but again, field goals aren't what is going to win you championships. And so they're going to lead the offense out on the field. They're going to bring in Tyler Watson, and it's going to be Witherspoon as your back.
See what they've hatched up. Benedictine going to go a little offside. And, all right, that's just unsuccessful.
Yeah, so they went a little offset right there into the backfield, and the snap was a little off. And by the time Witherspoon got it and dived forward, he's going to be short. The Ravens are going to have a turnover on downs right there. So, again, a tough break when you can't pick up that fourth and two.
No, guys, and the whole thing just wasn't executed very well, very smoothly, and it never, ever had a chance to be successful from the moment it began. 3:09 to go in the first half. So the Ravens will turn it over on a failed fourth down. And for Baker, because this is a huge opportunity for them, a chance to get another score before intermission.
Because we talked way back at the start of the ballgame that Baker won the toss. They deferred their selection to the second half, so Baker will have the choice to take the football to start the second half. And I say that because we've also seen some teams in the past that have kicked off twice and taken the win.
Here's the QB, rolls right, throws right, man's wide open, and a diamond catch made. And right now, Julesgaard Gus is throwing the ball much better than Dooley.
Yeah, you know, Uhlsgaard right now hitting at 63%, and you talk about Jackson right now struggling a little bit. He's at 40%, 4 of 10 passing for 63 yards. Uhlsgaard is going to be now up to 6 of 9 on the day.
So big catch, big gain, another first down for the Wildcats. 2.5 to go in the first half, and Baker being very patient. They've got complimented timeouts remaining, and they are moving it downfield. 3 timeouts remaining for the Wildcats, so they don't have to be in any kind of hurry. Uhlsgaard, the snap, quarterback keeper again, and this time he'll hit the middle of the line, pulls away from
ball
the first through. Defender,
ball
to the ground, and the Ravens say they've gotten it. The officials run up and say, Benedictine football! The ball ripped out of the hands of Uhlsgaard, and the Ravens, what a great opportunity to take a lead into the half.
Coming up with the football, Xavier Hernandez, the big senior defensive lineman out of Atchison, and what a turnover right there. We talked about it, that Uhlsgaard hasn't had much running room. That time he went into the middle. The Ravens punched the ball away, and quickly, offense back out on the field.
Now for Benedictine, will have to be, you know, no rush, but you're going to have to move briskly. 2 minutes and 15 to go in the first half. Ravens with 2 timeouts remaining, 46 yards from the end zone.
You're going to get one play and then probably our break.
We will have a 2-minute break. Yep, coming up here. Yeah, probably right after this one, Joseph. Moving on the defensive front. Might be a free play. Quarterback is going to be hit. Breaks away. Rolling. And he's going to get sacked. My goodness.
You just got to chuck that thing deep when you see that penalty marker come out. Now, officials are going to stop play for a moment and assess what that penalty was.
Our referee who's facing away from us, and there you go. So they will assess the penalty against Baker. So you gain the yards, Gus, but you'll never get those seconds back.
Yeah, and that's your chance to go after that. And the other thing you don't like is to see Jackson take that hit, right?
There were many things we didn't like about the play. Ravens are going to have to hurry to get this one off. 4 seconds, 3, 2, 1. They are unaware of the time at all, and we're going to take a break. We got a 2-minute break coming your way. We're in the opening half in Baldwin. It is Baker 7, Benedictine 3.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
We're in Dodge City, Kansas. The way the wind is blowing here this afternoon. With 2 minutes of playing in the opening half, Benedictine is going to have the football at the Baker 40-yard line. It'll be first down at 5. We see getting that 5 yards on a defensive infraction. Ugorji is going to be the running back. Xavier, they've got him listed at 5'9", 185. He is maybe not quite that big. Here's your first down call for BC. Of course, you will get the handoff, cuts outside, going to be wrapped up. Close to the first down, though. He's put on a good effort to try to drive near the 35-yard line.
Officials are going to mark him just shy of it, and they're going to say second and one with a minute 45 left here in the first half.
But with a minute 45 and 2 timeouts left, 5 yards at a time, you can't get to the end zone before half. We're at a minute and a half to go. Ravens are going to have to do something a little more. Simple as that. Back to throw is Dooley. Steps up in the pocket, throws to the right, throws way over Zimmerman's head. Zimmerman, he had beaten his coverage. He was much bigger than his coverage man, but the ball just sailed.
So the problem right now we're seeing with the routes that they're running with Zimmerman are all of his routes are from hash to sideline, where I like to see those passes on TZ between the hashes, right? Give him a lot of field to work with. Instead, you're kind of running him to the sideline where even if he catches it, then he runs out of bounds. And where Tanner Zimmerman is the hardest to play, is when he catches the ball in the field of play and can make a move on you. So for the Ravens, they're running a lot of routes in interesting spots for him.
Benedict then looking at a third down, two call. And again, the hard count, hand off to Gorgi, who will get the first down, breaks the tackle, passes outside, 25-20, Xavier 15, Xavier down near the 10-yard line. Ugorji with his biggest run of the day in the biggest moment of the first half.
What a spin move right there by Xavier Ugorji as he hit the middle. He got wrapped up, then spun off, got a huge block by Trace Madger and able to get into the second level, down the sideline and knocked out of bounds. Just shy of the 10, they're going to say he stepped out at the 15. It'll be first and 10 for the Ravens there.
Benedictine moving the football with a minute 17 to play in the opening half. It's an exciting end to the first half coming up here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Jackson Dooley, Ugorji on his right hand, motion to the left with Titan. QB will take it, hands off Xavier, cuts left, turns right, drives down inside the 10, he's down to the 8.
That time coming up for Baker to make the stop on the play, you're going to have Zachary Schneider, a senior out of Park Hill South, but not before Ugorji able to take that ball down to about the 10-yard line.
I thought it had him near the 8, but I don't know. Let's see what they call it, the 9. First and goal is what it amounts to for Benedictine. In the last minute of the half, BC will have to hustle. They got a couple of timeouts. Here's Ugorji to the 5. Ugorji close to the end zone. He's going to be stopped just short. Second and goal into the way. They need to choose one of these 2 timeouts here or not.
No, you're fine. You got 2 timeouts left, 30 seconds. Now he needs to if he's not sure.
He's confused. There we go. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout.
It was fine if you knew what your play call was. You had plenty of time, but right there, the Ravens kind of been the overall story of the day. A little confused, a little sped up maybe right now. And so the officials are going to talk about it, but we're going to get the timeout with 24 seconds. Joseph, we're going to keep it here because, like I said, only 24 seconds remain here in the first half. The Ravens are looking at a first and goal at the 2.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So stick with us here a little bit. We're down kind of on the field level. We're on the 40 of the backside.
And the wind is hammering us here.
Add 5 seconds to take it down to 29. That's probably about right. Because that play ended with 34. And so, yeah, I'd say that's about right. So, Benedictine so far today, 164 yards of offense on only 30 plays. For Baker, they run 27 plays for 110 yards. Right now, Ewell's guard is 6 of 9 passing for 49. Jackson Dooley, 4 of 11 passing today for 63 yards.
They still have not put the time back on the clock. Waiting for him to do that. Baker has come out of the field. Benedictine is still huddled up. There it is. Benedictine is still huddled up around the coaching staff.
So if you're Benedictine, you're looking at a first and goal at the 2. You're calling 2 plays probably right here in the huddle.
And I'm giving it to you, Gorgie, because he's the guy who's taking me all the way down the field, and yet he's not in the game. They bring Witherspoon in, who all season long, or in the last season and the first game and a half of this season, they look to him as their short down power running back. All right, he's the Kareem Hunt of this offense.
Yeah,
right?
Yep, and you're going to bring in Watson. He's going to line up, and you're going to split the backfield.
So here comes Benedictine, first down, and he's going to throw to the end zone. Touchdown, Zimmerman!
What a stonewall block out there by Dalton Witherspoon.
Wow.
And you saw Joshua Herman just get dropped in his shoes. What a job by the Ravens. Tanner Zimmerman in the back corner of the end zone. The Ravens have taken the lead.
And for Benedictine, Gus, that play was well designed, well executed, and called it exactly the right time. And we're right back to that 24.6 that we were a moment ago. They just used the time that was put back on the clock. Hands out stretched by Dooley. The snap back from Abram. The PAT counted for Clovey, and we got a timeout of the field with 24 seconds to go in the opening half. Ravens in front. Benedict 10, Baker 7.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha, or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Well, we get back, and Benedict is set to kick it away after just completing a six-play, 46-yard drive that took a minute 51, culminating in a Tanner Zimmerman touchdown reception from Jackson Dooley. 24 seconds of play in the opening half, and Kloby starts to advance on the ball, and again, it blows away.
That drive was set up by a Truman Ewell's guard fumble recovered by Xavier Hernandez. So, big defensive takeaway, sets up the offensive touchdown, and now Josh Boone's coming over, and he said, let's just put a hand on that and let's get this thing going.
How many times do you see that, though, in a big game? You know, there's a huge play that kind of sets that domino effect off.
You kind of need something to, you know, spark the team.
And here's Kloby's kick. It is end over end and not very deep. The man's going to have a goal over his head. He misplays it, and it goes bouncing into the end zone. And did he touch it? The official's back there. Just absolutely confused.
So hold on. The officials are going to come over and talk about this because I'm not sure he didn't touch that in the field of play.
Yeah. And the return man, 23 back there, and I don't have a roster in front of me, he was absolutely confused and did not know what was going on. He's waving his arms in air like he was. So they're going to say he did not touch it.
And then he turns around and watches it go into the end zone, and everybody stares at him, and he's like, oh, man, I should probably make sure that gets out.
He had a panicked look on his face. And now Baker's just going to take a knee, and we're going to go to halftime. We'll be back in Baldwin City. It's halftime as the Benedictine Ravens lead Baker University 10-7.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
How you doing? Good to see you.
They're in Baldwin City, Kansas, where the two teams have gone to the locker room at halftime, and the Benedictine Ravens have come from behind. They trail 7-0 and have taken a 10-7 lead into the locker room at halftime. And Gus, for Benedictine, you know, I don't know who's beat up a little bit worse right now, the teams out on the field or those of us sitting in these stands out here in the weather, wind.
It is windy. We are out in the elements, but you know what? We appreciate that Baker allowed us to show up here today. Great hospitality from the Baker people here today. Benedictine with a huge drive right there at the end of the half. Took a minute 51 off the clock and were able to cap it off with a two-yard pass from Jackson Dooley to Tanner Zimmerman. Christian Kloby hit a 45-yard field goal a little earlier on in the half, and for Benedictine, come away with a 10-7 lead here. Now, to start the second half, Baker will have the decision to make because Baker won the toss, elected to defer their decision to the second half. So most of the time you would take the ball. Baker today might entertain kicking the ball to get the win in the fourth.
Now, I don't think their mind works that
I
way.
I said entertain that thought. I don't think they'll do it either. But I would today.
I would, too. I'm 100% on board with that. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. Interesting to see how two things happen. How the Ravens use this late touchdown to catapult into the second half,
and if Baker is going to be able to recover from giving up the lead as they went into the locker room. We'll be back. Second half coming up here on Care Radio, but right now it's halftime. Intermission score in Baldwin City. Benedictine 10, Baker 7. We're kicking it back to Joseph for halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Hey, today we've got Rashad Beckham with us, offensive lineman for the Benedictine. Rashad, it's good to meet you, man. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. All right, we're going to start off with a little conversation with the Rashad bio. Tell me a little bit about home and where you're from and maybe siblings, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, obviously, my name's Rashad Beckham, play center, number 51. From California, Oceanside to be exact. One older brother, and yeah.
Was he an athlete?
Oh, yeah, he did. He played a little bit of football in high school. I think I was a little better, but.
Of course you do. That's the younger brother thing, right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay, so. Mission Viejo.
Yes, sir.
Go Diablos, yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Tell me the truth. How good was that high school team of yours?
It was great, honestly. I mean, we have, I think, my class before me or after me, all Pac-12 guys. I mean, all across the board, even on paper, we're really talented. So, I mean, that was a great, special group of guys.
Won a lot of games.
Oh, yeah. Won a lot of games. I mean, unfortunately, lost Centennial early, but Centennial was also a great team.
Okay. Now, that brings me to kind of a question. I love to ask this. Are there guys who you have played with in high school, and guys whose names that we're hearing, or is there anybody we know that's gone on to school that maybe I've heard?
So I was at J. Sarah my freshman through junior year. Then I have transferred to Mission my senior year. But even at J. Sarah, guys that I've played against, Kayvon Thibodeau, he's on the Giants right now at DN. Zach Charbonnet, who just got drafted, we played against him too. Plenty of guys. I played against Bryce Young, JT Daniels, DJ Ugalele, all types of guys throughout high school.
Okay, so SoCal, hotbed for football.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What's it like living in Southern California? I mean, you're what, like Capistrano and the beach and all of that?
Yeah, I was in Oceanside, but I mean, as you heard, Oceanside. We're like 10 minutes from the beach. Growing up, it actually feels normal because that's your whole life. But it wasn't until I got here and went back and also met people from like the Kansas area that were like, oh, we go to California for like vacation. And I was like, what? Like, I just grew up there. So going back, it feels like vacation now. Like, you just have access to everything. Within your own city, you have sushi, whatever you want to eat, buffets, beach. You can go up to the deserts. You go fishing, lakes, whatever. So
that sounds pretty. And the weather, I'm told, never been there. Yeah, never. The weather is like it, right?
Yeah, I can check the weather right now on Oceanside. It's probably about 68. Sometimes I wake up and check the weather here, and I get the weather back at home, and I'm like, oh boy, yeah, it's 72.
72 at 72 home degrees. Right now. Yep. Okay, so when you had come to Atchison, you had probably never experienced like the cold of the winter or anything.
I had not. So I actually visited in February.
Uh-huh.
So I just brought my regular hoodie, sweatpants, and we get here, and they said it's going to be snowing, and I was like, all right, like, I don't know how cold. I've never been real snow before, and then I get here, and I was like, oh, this is cold. And I remember asking the coaches, do you guys practice outside when it's snowing? And they're like, yeah. And I was kind of like, oh. Like,
because we're also playing outside.
Exactly.
When it's snowing.
Yeah. Like, we play outside, so we practice outside. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's going to be a little different. But
tell me how you got, okay, from SoCal and end up at Atchison, Kansas. How'd that happen? Tell me about the recruiting, how you selected this school, because I'm sure you had options, you know?
Yeah, I had a few options. So in my time, obviously, you know, quarantine and COVID, it kind of killed recruitment. So I was a 3-star in high school, so I did have, like, some D1s and all that stuff. And Benedictine had offered me my junior year. They were my second offer.
I'm going to interrupt you. Who is doing the recruiting of you? Who's your contact guy?
Aaron Hauser.
Okay.
Aaron Hauser. So, yeah, he's like the SoCal guy. So I think everyone here from SoCal is from Hauser meeting us. But, yeah, I signed off from them. And then he actually kept in contact with me, surprisingly. So at first, I mean, Benedictine, I had no idea what it was at the moment. You're a SoCal kid. You think you're going to USC still and UCLA and all that. So I just kind of pushed it off. But he always kept in contact with me, so I would always text him back. The next thing you know, senior year, after quarantine and all that happened, it's like D1s are like, oh, sorry, we're going to go get a JUCO guy. We're going to go get a transfer portal guy. And Hauser was still like, we want you. We want you. So I was like, all right. And then took my visit. And then two of my friends from high school, Trey Williams, he's a cornerback, and Christian Liberty, he's a safety. They also had offers. So at the end of the day, we were all just like, want to go to college together? And we're like, sure. So we took our visit and signed, and yeah, the rest is history.
So three high school teammates are here at Benedictine. Mm-hmm. And any younger guys coming from there? Have you opened a pipeline to Mission Viejo?
I've tried a little bit. A few guys have went to Mission. I know. And then a few guys from Mission. I just tell guys, like, if you don't want to go the JUCO route and you want to come to a four-year, then just let me know, and I'll talk to coach, and we'll watch your film, or they'll watch your film and see if you get off or not. But
did you ever have in your mind, you know, maybe I want to do the JUCO thing and then do something else? Or when you found Benedictine, did you say, this feels home?
Yeah, so at first I was thinking, like, the JUCO route, but I knew that after 2 years, like, it's over. Like, you have to go and you have to get out. And my biggest thing was I was undersized. I'm a 5'11 center. Everyone else was like 6'2", 6'3 guys. And I don't want to go through the whole recruiting process again and be in JUCO with, like, knowing that I have to get out. So I wanted something more secure. And when I visited here, because I actually had visited Black Hills State in South Dakota. They are a D2 school. And they were giving me this big scholarship, all this good stuff, and da-da-da. And then I didn't really like it. I literally told the coach, like, I went and it was like everything was frozen. And he had told me all the players were like, yeah, it's basically like this all year besides summer. I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to, like, be here. So when I came here to Benedictine, that's when I knew. After the visit, I had met Leonard, all the coaching staff, and then I had pretty much found out, like, yes, where I want to be, where I see myself.
Hey, when you walk on the campus, I mean, I'm totally biased. I'm just going to start right off with that. But, yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's definitely beautiful, yeah. And I mean, coming from a big city, I want to try something different, too. I wanted to go to, like, a smaller town, smaller school. Believe it or not, but at J. Serra was a smaller Catholic school. And I liked that, not being at, like, a big area. I liked to be at, like, a smaller school where, like, all the teachers knew you and all the teachers would. Like, they didn't want you to ever fail a class. They always wanted to push you and make you, like, a better person. So when I figured that out here, I got that same type of, like, vibe from my high school that, like, it's almost that same type of place. So that also added to the factor.
Rashad Beckham with us, offensive lineman, center for Benedictine. Okay, let's talk about the important stuff. Let's talk academics. Okay, yeah. So have you declared? Tell me what you're up with.
I have declared. So I am in sports management. I want to go into medical sales. I wanted to be a physical therapist at first, took a few classes, and I was kind of like, maybe this isn't for me. So I lean more towards the sports management side. So after I do plan on doing medical sales. So
where do you see yourself 5-10 years from now? You're going to be back in Cali? You're going to be, where would you like to be when you get there?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. California's too expensive right now. It's just impossible to start a life. And living on my own is great, you know, getting away from the parents. I love the parents, but some age you got to leave the house. So, I mean, I think once I graduate from here, I know they have a great, like connections and everything with, like, alumni. It's like the Raven Network. So I know there's a few people, even football players, who have gone into medical sales from here. So, I mean, one plan is to keep playing football and try to play, like, international in Japan or somewhere. I know Pops knows a bunch of guys. And then the other plan is to stay in like, the Kansas area and just get a job, get an apartment, just live life, figure it out. And then third plan, if I, like, really, I'm just like, I just want to go back home then. But now I'll go back to California, get a job, and pay my parents rent, save up, and
that's from there. You talk about, you know, the family. When you've gotten to this team, I look around this team, I get that family vibe. Is that right?
Oh, that's 100% right. I mean, at first, like, in high school, my other visits, everyone always preaches family, and it's almost like a cheesy thing. But once I got here and actually met all the guys, there's not one guy that I don't get along with. Like, no matter where you're at, whatever class you're at, all the guys actually care for each other. Like, even when I was a freshman, like, I mean, when you get here first day, you're not really talking, you're a freshman. I'm just, I'm gonna put my pads on, I'm gonna go practice. Brad Burkett, his locker's right across from me. He'd always talk to me. He'd always try to make me talk, open up. And so slowly, you know, you open up to everyone. And, yeah, it's a great group of guys.
And, of course, your position coach, Coach Pops, you mentioned him a minute ago. Mm. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Oh, it doesn't. Old school, classic, tough football. Exactly what you want.
Okay, so, you know, you're not playing football and in class 24/7. You're in both of those a lot, but yeah. You got a little spare time. Tell me what you do. What's your hobbies? You know.
So once again with the whole brotherhood, there's another player on team, Tate. He lives in Atchison and he actually has a dam in his backyard. So me and a few guys will go and fish every now and then. Go fish in his backyard. So
to fish at home. I mean,
I did fish back at home. Yeah. So I did a lot of trout fishing back at home. Once I got out here, because I came for the summer, so I did a lot of bass fishing. And then he was just like, "Yeah, come over by my house and come fish." And so we hang out, fish, and
you know, they stock trout dam one right up here, right?
Yeah,
next
that's
to
what
it, every
heard.
Year.
I've heard in I think February or December through February. Yeah, they stock right here. So. Yeah, I'm about to go try some trout fishing for sure. I've seen a few guys catch some trout over there. And I was asking, like, what are you using? Like, there's trout in here? They're like, yeah. And I was, because I actually do the catch and cooks, too.
Nice.
So, yeah. So we're thinking about.
Can you cook?
I can cook.
Tell me about it.
I learned how to cook when I was really young. It all happened, like, elementary school. One summer, I got tired of, because your parents are gone for the summer.
Uh-huh.
And they would just get us frozen food, you know, don't blow up the house, be good. So I would eat frozen pizzas and burgers and Otter Pops. And it was a great childhood. But after a while, I was kind of like, I'm going to try to cook something. I want spaghetti. Also, I don't want a burger anymore. So
there's only so many Uncrustables
exactly,
that you can have, right?
Exactly. Until you're tired of them. So I started off with eggs and breakfast stuff. And then from there, and I know how to cook just about anything.
Wow. How good is that?
It was good.
So are you live in a house in town?
I am in the dorms right now.
Okay, so yeah. Your dorm mates, they come to you and they say, hey, what's for supper?
No, exactly, yeah. If we don't go to the cafeteria to eat, they'll come to me. Oh, let's go get some chicken thighs, and I'll make some rice. So I'll have, like, chicken thighs, rice, and broccoli. Over summer, we stayed here in town, and the dorms aren't open, so we stayed in the little Airbnb. And I was like the chef for the whole, for the guys I was with. So.
That sounds like healthy stuff. Chicken, broccoli, rice?
I made good meals. I had like some teriyaki salmon with like avocado. And yeah, I make some good stuff.
That's nice. A lot of the guys are video game guys, you know, mm-hmm. when they're off. Are you one?
I have slightly became one a little bit. I mean, Madden gets old from time to time.
I was going to ask you, so what is your game? What's the one game I don't want to challenge you at because you're, like, pretty good at it?
I would say Madden. I do still play it often, but I've been playing it since I was, like, 8. So after a while, I'm kind of like Madden. But, you know, the new players come out and new rookies getting drafted. You want to use them, so. But I'm pretty good at Madden. And Fortnite, obviously, just came back, so. I've been playing that. Me and probably, like, 6 guys, we all play. It's called Zone Wars. We all fight against each other, so we just... After practice, go play the game for a little bit.
Sounds good. Okay, favorite Gatorade?
Gatorade. Definitely has to be, I think it's Glacier Cherry, the white one.
The white one. Gatorade. You see, I've had a couple of guys say that.
Yeah, that's
lately.
The best one. The worst one is for sure the Cucumber Lime. That's for sure the worst Gatorade. But some people like it. I don't know how.
Early bird, night owl?
I would say... I feel like I'm getting old now. Now that I've been in college for a while, I'm almost beat up now. So I think an early one. I like to. I mean, I wake up at. I don't wake up too early. My first class is at 9, so I'm up by like 8. But I don't stay up too late anymore. I gotta
get that rest.
The 8 hours of rest is no joke. Sometimes I need 9.
Okay, now you kind of alluded to this early in our conversation. We've got Rashad Beckham with us, center mm-hmm. for Benedictine, and you alluded to this a little bit earlier. So many things to do in SoCal. Now, I've never been there. It's summertime, off season. You're at home. I find myself there and bump into you. Where are you taking me, man? Where are we going? What are we doing? And most importantly, you look at me. I love a meal.
Yeah.
Where are you taking me to eat? And what are we having?
All right. So we can start off. I'll take you fishing. Me and my friend, we go fishing. It's called the Carlsbad Lagoon, and we catch halibut. It's kind of like flounder. But it's like an ocean type of flounder. So we'll go fish there in the morning. And then you're at the beach, so it starts to heat up a little bit, and it's summertime. So we throw the poles back in the car, and we go hop in the, jump in the water for a little bit, swim around. And then there's a spot on the coast. It's called Coast Highway. It's called Angelo's. So we'll go there. It's kind of like an American diner type drive-through type place. So go there, get some meal.
What's on the menu that I'm gonna like?
So they do have, like, burgers, fries, and all that, but they also have, like, gyro meat. Do you like gyro at all?
Sure.
So they have, like, these gyro sandwiches that they're really good. So I get those. Have you had Korean barbecue?
Yeah, love it. Spicy.
Yeah. So they have, like, Korean barbecue. It's, like, all you can eat. They bring out a bunch of meat. You cook it. You get the rice. Go there. There's a Mexican. You actually have to have the Mexican food in California. Kansas, you know, I mean, I love Kansas and everything, but the Mexican food is just...
different.
Yeah, it's different than California, so... there's a thing called a Brian burrito. It's like a... It's called a California burrito. It's like carne asada burrito with fries in it. And they double wrap it in a quesadilla with a taquito in the middle.
Now you're talking.
It's like bigger than my forearm. I can't even finish it personally, so... But those are like our three spots we go to.
All right, I like it. Let's see, a movie, okay? Everybody's got like a movie they like. What's your number one movie? You can't see it too many times, and you know most of the lines.
Yeah. So, number one movie, I have to say Nacho Libre or Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
I don't know if those are two.
Well, that covers the whole spectrum
right
there.
Yeah, it covers those, exactly. Nacho Libre is just classic Jack Black movie. I love it. And then Wolf of Wall Street, I used to watch it as a kid just all the time. Just be like, oh, Leonardo DiCaprio, that guy's awesome. Like, look at him, he's making money and living the life. So
awesome. Okay, we're going to get you out of here, but I have one more question. This is the toughest question I'm going to ask you, so I understand that this isn't going to be easy. Mm-hmm. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, what is it?
Superman, Batman, that is for
Or if you need, maybe there's somebody else.
I personally like Deadpool.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's my favorite Marvel character is Deadpool, just because, I mean, he just talks trash, he's funny, he's more like a vigilante, he's not really like a superhero, he tries to be good, and I think it's the second movie, but he ends up like killing someone by accident, and... He's a classic.
Okay, so is this like Rashad's alter ego, maybe the kind of the funny guy with the, you know, with the tough streak?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'd say, yeah, that tough guy. Superman, I think all little kids love him because he's like really good guy, all that. Batman's all right. Or Spider-Man. I don't like Spider-Man. I've never been a fan of him.
That's great. Rashad, it's been a pleasure, man. It's good to talk to you. Good to meet you. We wish you continued success, and you and the Ravens going a long way this year.
All right, see, sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Raven Halftime Show on your home for Raven football. Hot Country, 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. We now go back to Tom and Gus Kautz live at the stadium for second half action of BC Raven football.
Hey, with that, I want to think we welcome you back again to Liston Stadium here in Baldwin City, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half. Benedictine with a 10-7 lead over the Maker Wildcats. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph, our producer-engineer in the Care Sports Studio, handling all the duties at halftime. Joseph, you're the best man. Thank you. Gus Kautz to my right, Tom Kautz. And as we sit out in the stands, Gus, the wind has not diminished. But the two teams are ready to go with the second half. It should be a great one. And Benedictine is going to, interestingly, take the wind in the third quarter. So BC will advance and kick the ball away. And it is going to be fielded at the goal line and into the end zone for touchback. How far ahead in the field of play can you catch it and then backpedal? That's my question.
Hey, you fair caught it, so you're okay.
Here we go, first and 10 for Baker. Huge first series. And, you know, first series is every series is big, but I think this is a really big one for these teams to maybe right out of the gate establish who they are and what they are going to be in the second half.
Quarterback is back to throw. Hjulsgaard is going to run with it. Cuts it in the middle of the line. Hit and down at the 25-yard line. Picking up 5 hard-earned yards. Truman Hjulsgaard, the Baker University quarterback, 6'1", 200 pounds at Lawrence High School, the senior, because he's been one of the leading rushers on this team all season, tackled by Isaac Lopez for Benedictine.
Yeah, he's a guy they rely on to run the ball, and they need that rushing because that's a big part of their offense. But today, Hjulsgaard, 6 carries, 8 yards, and a lost fumble already this afternoon.
Just underway in the second half. It'll bring up a second down and about 7 or so. Handoff into the middle of the line. A big bear hug put on by Kevin Harris. Rides him down short of a 30.
Nice job right there by Kevin Harris. He just washes the line down, and by the time the running back comes through, he's able to swallow him up. A small back out there, Gabe Martin at 5'9", 200 pounds. And now we're going to see a third down for Baker. This afternoon, Baker is 0-for-4 on third down.
And it's a third down 6 from their own 29-yard line. Running back to the right side of the quarterback, Hjulsgaard. Wing to the left, 2 receivers to the right. Quarterback rolls to the wide side. Look at outfield. Has a throw on the run. Has a man. Makes a catch. But is it in the field of play? Yes, it's a catch.
That time they were looking over there on the right side, working right in front of Nehemiah Hicks, making the catch, Gabe Warren.
And here's the thing. He picked it up with 1 yard to spare. Needed like 6, picks up 7. They'll move the chains. Baker, first attempt of the road at 36. Wide to the left side is going to be Gage Warren and... trying to remember who the other guy is to the near side. I'll pick him up here in a minute. 8-9 QBs. Then they're going to take it over to the right side, and it's going to be a short, short gain. Cole Johnson from the DN spot. Again, Cole has had a nice game already this afternoon. We've said his name a lot, and I got a feeling we're going to be saying it a lot as the day continues.
Yeah, and right now, the Ravens, as the season has progressed, Cole Johnson was out for those 2 weeks. We got to see a little bit of Jonathan Crow. So, again, they're getting deeper at some of those defensive line positions, and it's nice to see the depth that this team has had this year.
Ravens, again, are only going to go 4 down linemen. Quarterback will hand off middle of the line. There's a huge gaping hole and a first down to the 50-yard line.
That time finally making the stop on the play, Dylan Witherspoon, but not before the running back able to get it out near midfield. They're going to mark him down just short at the 49.
And what Gabe Martin did on that run, because he took it and he starts to the outside. As he gets through the line, he swiftly cuts back to the right. It's unlike a lot of guys running into the middle, he runs very upright. He was able to kind of look around in front of him, see where the opening of the daylight was, and pick up some big yardage. Baker having a good first possession of the second half. First and 10 of the Wildcat, 49, just shy of midfield. 3 minutes gone in the second half. Wildcats have taken the football to begin the second half. Big tight end at 6'7" or 6'8", moves over to the left side. QB will take it. Keeps the ball, looking right, now stepping up, thinking about running with it. It's going to get away and moves upfield, bumped out of bounds across the way into the Wildcat bench. And best, he sidestepped the first defender before he got pushed out of bounds short of the first down.
And Peyton Job over there finally able to make the stop, but not before Hjulsgaard able to pick up. They're going to give him about 6, and they're going to say he stepped out just shy of the 45-yard line. But into Raven territory, they're going to put him down at the 46. It'll be second down and 5.
It is a 10-7 Benedictine lead here in Baldwin with 11:40 to go in the third quarter. A long way to go and a lot of football to be played. Hjulsgaard under center. Shifts the power side to the left side. Again, a handoff to the running back, and again, a huge hole straight up the middle. And this is how Baker played at the start of the ball game. They're going to pick up a first down with inches to spare. And Gus, they are attacking the middle. They're running the ball between the tackles. They're establishing the ground.
Yeah, and Abram Phillips made the stop right there. You know what else they're doing? They're running the ball into the teeth of the wind. They're trying to use up a lot of this clock and already doing a great job. We're down to 11:20 left here in the third quarter.
Yeah, you'd love to limit Benedictine's offensive possessions with the wind behind them.
Yeah, you'd like to try to limit them to, like, 2 possessions with the wind.
It's been a huge factor in the game today. Receiver coming wide to the near side, but a while cast down, they'll shift the tight end to the slot. Give you, give it off a little reverse. They'll sweep to the left side, picking up big yardage inside the 35, down to the 30, around the 25-yard line, and the reverse works well. The Ravens pursue hard to the right, and the ball goes to the left. and it's going to be another Baker first down.
Dylan Witherspoon finally made the tackle there, but how many times today have we called Dylan Witherspoon on the tackle? And it's not really something you want to hear as your safety is making all these tackles right now for the Ravens.
10.5 to go in the third quarter, and Baker's taking the kickoff to begin the second half and driving it downfield there at the Raven 25. And again, we've got 8 wide to the left side. QB, hands off, running back, same play. They run over and over and over, and they run it again, and it will pick up another 5 or 6 yards.
That time making the stop on the play for the Ravens was Isaac Lopez. The ball came loose after the running back bounced off the ground, and Lopez tried to tell the official that, no, it was out. But the official says, no, it'll be second down. After an 8-yard gain, it'll be second and 2 right now for the Baker offense.
Baker under first season. Is it fair to call Miguel Regalado a first season head coach? I mean,
first season offensive coordinator.
Okay. He was here and then he was there and now he's back here again.
First as the offensive coordinator.
I gotcha. Because he has bounced around a little bit, including a stint here earlier. Now the quarterback will keep it himself, puts his head down and into the middle of the line. He will go and continue to lift and drive and push forward. And he's finally going to get right down around the 15-yard line, maybe the 16. And Baker moving the ball on the ground.
So now Baker going to be looking at a 3rd and 1. We've talked about 3rd downs today. Benedictine, the only team so far that has converted a 3rd down. Baker is 1 of 5 this afternoon on 3rd down.
Baker has also brought in another little running back, 49 back there. And he is going to swing over to the left side. Here we go. Big 3rd down call. I'm making a 1st down call for Baker. Hand off straight ahead again. And this time, a bear hug put on Gabe Martin. He's going to be stopped after a very short advance. That time, Xavier Hernandez able to fill the gap and make the stop on the play.
And the Raven defense was thinking that that was going to be a 4th down, but the officials actually changed the call right before and moved the sticks to a 1st and 10 instead of a 3rd and 1. So it will be a gain of 1 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd and 9. So the officials changed it right before that last snap.
So the ball at the 13-yard line, now deep in Raven territory. Baker with the ball. They'll send Man Ryan to the right side. It's going to be there. David Hernandez overloading the short side. Hand off running back straight up the middle. Again, there's nothing fancy about what they're doing, Gus. They're just handing it off, running it straight into the A-gaps.
Yeah, and they're hoping to pick up 2 or 3 yards. They do right there. Xavier Hernandez along with Dylan Bennett combined for the tackle on the play. Benedictine going to freshen up the front. They're going to bring in Anderson, Cole Johnson, Kevin Harris, and Blake Castile for this 3rd down and 5
at the 10-yard line. They got to get this thing down to the 5. So,
bigger question is Baker in 4-down territory right here?
I would think so. Even though you trail by 3, you're going into the wind, and they're moving the ball really, really well. Now we're going to get a Baker timeout. Timeout on the field, taking a break, 7:22 to go. The third quarter moving fast. It is Benedictine 10, Baker 7.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
On his 3rd down call. It's a 3rd down 5 at the 10-yard line. Baker deep in Raven territory, midpoint of the third quarter. Quarterback Jules Gard checks the line, looks left, right now. Hands off, running back, left side. He's headed the line, picks up a yard.
Zachary Lacombe in the backfield for the Ravens to make that hit. What a job right there by the junior out of Round Rock, Texas. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up now a 4th and 5, and for Baker, bringing the kicking unit.
Yep, in comes the field goal unit and kicker Seth Simpson looking to tie the game. For Simpson, it's going to be kind of a chip shot. It'll be a 27-yard field goal effort. Holding it is going to be the quarterback, Julesgaard, the left-footed kicker. They'll fake it. Julesgaard rolls. He's going to be hit. He's short. They're going to bring him down, I think, at the 6-yard line, and the Ravens hold it.
What a job right there by the Ravens kick coverage unit over there. You had 16 Nehemiah Hicks able to upend Yule Garden for Baker. That long drive comes up without any points.
But what it does is takes almost 8 minutes off the clock. Phenomenal possession. But they, as you say, guys, it comes up empty. So, you know, it feels good in one way, but when it's all said and done, it did you no good. Here comes Benedictine's offense for the first time in the second half at 6:43 to go in the third quarter. And they will have the ball deep in their own territory at their own 8-yard line. Here comes their sweep to the right side. Titan turns the corner, gets across the 10, 15, 20. First down, Ravens near the 25. Titan Osborne.
What an explosive run right there by Titan Osborne coming around the right end. Got big blocks right there by Tanner Zimmerman and Tyler Watson. Both tight ends pulled from the left to the right, open up that gap and pick up a first down.
Titan is going to stay in as a slot. Zim is going to go wide to the right side, and the running back is Yagorji. Benedictine needs to keep the tempo up. Now Jackson taking a lot of time checking the sleeve, trying to look at a play, make sure he knows what they're supposed to be running here. Snap, hand off Yagorji. He'll start to the right, cut to the middle, get to the 25-30, 35-40, Yagorji 45-50, down to the 45-yard line, Xavier Yagorji, tackled finally by Elijah Porter.
Elijah Porter, the free safety right there, finally was the only guy who was going to make a tackle for this Baker defense, and now the Raven offense quickly back up over the football after a long run, getting it down into Baker territory to the 45-yard line.
And for the Ravens, tempo now can be a huge advantage. Into the backfield will come Dalton Witherspoon as the Ravens are so deep at running back, they just keep bringing him in.
Safeties are confused.
Quarterback is going to take the snap. Back to throw. Over to the middle. Man, wide open. Cut! And tackle inside the 25-yard line. LeBron Jackson.
Told you right there. The two safeties kept looking at each other. One went to the right. One went to the left. Everybody vacated the middle of the field. You could tell there was no middle linebacker. It was a big miss right there for the Baker defense. Look, they're confused again. Run that same play, you'll score it.
Jackson to the right side. Quarterback will hand off in the middle. Here's Witherspoon. Puts his head down, picks up 5. Somebody on the near side needs to be letting them know that they do not know how the coverage is set up right now in the secondary.
And right now, the Ravens aren't allowing Baker to slow down and try to figure out what they want to do, and they're not able to really make substitutions. And so right now in that secondary, they're struggling a little bit to get on the same page.
Benedictine, second down, 5. The football at the 18-yard line. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. BC is very swiftly moved downfield. They lead 10-7. Zimmerman will come to the right wing. The defense flexes, steps back, nearly goes offside. Very long count by Jackson. Play clock to 5. Dooley will take the snap. Looking left, looking left. Goes over the middle, wide open. At the 15, 10, at the 5, near the goal line. Does he get into the end zone? Short. It'll be first and goal, inches away for Titan Osborne. 2 big plays for Titan on this series.
But again, the Ravens are really taking full advantage of this Baker defense just being off. And now with the stoppage of play, Baker able to make a handful of substitutions. They're going to run 5 new players into the ballgame on defense. And some of that is because the Ravens are looking at first and goal at the 1.
Benedictine has been explosive on this series upfield. Their running back is going to be Witherspoon. Dalton will get the handoff. He will power to the right side. He will go into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens!
Tyler Watson, excuse me, Dylan Witherspoon following the big block of Tyler Watson. Will ISO right, and the Ravens get on the board and extend this lead.
It is now 16-7, Benedictine. Christian Klobe entering the ball game looking for the PAT. Gus, that was an impressive offensive drive.
Yeah, right there, the Ravens just looked electric as they moved down the field. Now, that puts a lot of pressure on this Baker team going into this next drive.
They are now trailing by 2 scores. It is a 2-possession lead. Hands outstretched. Jackson ready for the snap. long, long count. It is down and up and good, and we're taking a timeout. The Ravens coming off a six play, 92-yard drive, took them only 3:08. And with a timeout on the field at 3:35 to go in the third quarter, Benedictine 17, Baker 7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Welcome back. Liston Stadium is where we're at. Baldwin City, Kansas, as the Benedictine Ravens have extended their lead. They are up now 17-7 and set to kick it away again. Kloby will boot it, and it will be out the back of the end zone. Baker, because we'll have the ball for the second time in the second half. Their first possession, they took forever with the ball. They drove it, picking a first down after first down. Got that thing inside the 10-yard line. We're going to go for a field goal, which they faked, and the Ravens were able to stop. And BC comes right down the field, 92 yards. It took them no time.
One time I heard a coach talking about faking specialty plays, right? Fake punts, fake field goals. And he said, you fake those when you know you're not good enough to beat a team.
Is that right? I like that. Food for thought here. We'll see what Baker is able to do. Are they going to be able to spring back? Whoops. Here we go on the first play. Hand off right side. And, again, good for a couple, 3 yards. Sitting to the right side of the line.
That time chasing the play down over there, able to make the stop on it, was Xavier Hernandez. That's going to bring up a second and 8 right there. Did you get it?
How good has he been today?
Oh, he's been all over the field.
He's been everywhere. Xavier Hernandez having a huge, huge game.
How about this? Xavier Hernandez leads the Ravens in tackles, 7 tackles this afternoon for the senior out of Atchison, Kansas.
Absolutely no surprise at all.
So, see, I'm not making up who's making these tackles. Right now, Ravens doing a great job with that defensive line.
Quarterback Truman Uhlsgaard is up under center and is back to throw. Deep over the middle. He's got a man caught at the 50-yard line.
Dropped
that
it,
was
he?
A spectacular catch, but did he lose it?
Did he catch it?
He says he caught it. They're bringing it all downfield. It's a first down to the Benedictine 45-yard line. That was a very, very nice catch.
Oh, I thought it bounced back up to him, but maybe had a hand under it.
That's number 8. He's been in and out of there a lot today. And it's going to be at the Benedictine 46-yard line. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. Wildcats, 1st and 10. Running back is very deep behind the quarterback. We'll take the handoff deep. We'll hit the line, pick up 2, maybe 3, certainly no more than that. And for Baker, kind of one of the lead blockers is the left guard of that one, Gus, who literally turned his back to the defensive line and then back downfield, 5'11", 290-pounder, Sammy McDowell. A gain of a couple of yards, 2nd down, 8. Inside 2 minutes to go in a very, very quickly moving third quarter. For Baker, early in this quarter, running the clock was a great idea, and now as the quarter has gone on, just burning up time may not be as good an idea.
See, now you start looking back, and you're going, man, I'd like to have a few of those moments back.
A little bit of that time back would be kind of nice. Here's Gates Warren, one of 3 receivers to the left side, and we had movement.
Delay.
With a delay?
And we're down to 0.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw one of the receivers on the left side take off.
And a lot of times you will, because the receivers will look at that clock, see it down to 0, and they're like, we got to snap the ball anyway. So you take off, and maybe you get away with it, maybe you don't. When it's all said and done, you are going to get the delay of game penalty. Back them up. They're going to be looking at a 2nd and 12 will be the Baker Wildcats. 1:22 left here in the third quarter. Benedictine leading this thing 17-7.
Again, 2 receivers shift to the left side. Uhlsgaard out of the shotgun. Back. Looks left, looks right, going deep. Throwing with all he's got downfield, and it's nowhere near any receiver. Here's what happened. We hear about this a lot. As a defender works the receiver out of bounds. Nehemiah Hicks with the coverage downfield.
Yeah, he did a great job using his body and just kind of angling the receiver to the sideline. Finally, the receiver stepped out of bounds and for Baker, and it's an incomplete pass. And now they're looking at a third down and 12, and I'm telling you, the last thing they want to do is give Benedictine a minute with the football in the wind.
48-yard line of Benedictine. It'll bring up a third down, and as you call it, goes a third down, and it does. Their play clock goes down to single digits. We're down to a minute five to go in the third quarter. Baker, a huge, huge play. Quarterback is going to take the snap. Roll left, pushes on his head as he's nearly intercepted. What a defensive play by Peyton Joby. And that thing so nearly picked up by Jason Anderson. The defensive lineman was startled as that ball hit him in the midsection.
Yeah, and right now the Ravens crowd and coaching staff, they're looking for a grounding right there because Ewell's guard right in the grasp of Joby and just kind of threw it over his head and backwards. And all said and done, Baker's going to have to pump this thing into the wind with 64 seconds left in the third quarter.
JoJo for the Ravens at the 15-yard line. It'll be punted by Joshua Gonzalez, who stands at his own 35. The advance and a boot. Nice kick, high, hanging. Fair catch is going to get called for and made right around the 20. And the Ravens and Baker are having a little chit-chat out of the field. And they're going to come off to the near sideline. Ex-Xavier Woods on the near side for Benedictine. Not having much of that. So with less than a minute to go in the third quarter, 57 seconds to be precise, here comes the Raven offense for only Gus's second time in the second half. And quickly over the line of scrimmage, the handoff. Here comes the run to 20, 5:30. Look at Ugorji to the 40-yard line. Finally, almost horse collar down as he's up to the 40, picking up 20 yards.
Yeah, Ugorji right there, a little upset that he got tripped up. He really thought he was going to take that to the house. I'm going to tell you, top speed would have said, maybe not, but here we go. The Ravens on the move.
Benedictine's offense is clicking here in the second half. One possession, one touchdown. This is their second possession of the second half. Motion to the near side. QB's back. Beebe over to middle. It's going to go incomplete again. Looking for Zimmerman thrown behind it.
That time Zimmerman working up there against Cameron Porter. We talked about Porter earlier on in the ballgame. 5'9", 160-pound sophomore out of Gardner-Edgerton. Just not able to match up with the 6'5" frame of Tanner.
But did you see what they did? They did what you were asking for. They worked the middle.
Yep.
They did not work it to the outside. They worked it in the between the numbers.
Yeah, and I would like to see them throw that same kind of a pass to Titan right here. They're going to split him wide, wide to the right side. You know, as wide as he is would say that he'll have to come back towards the middle of the field.
Osborne is the receiver to the near side. Single man to the far side. For Benedictine, second and 10. Hand off Ugorji. Bouncing outside, looking for a block. Gets through the line of scrimmage. Going to pick up about 5, and that is the end of the third quarter. We got a timeout of the field going to the fourth in Baldwin City. It's Benedictine 17, Baker 7.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to
like that.
Where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Well, in the second half, it was a very different third quarter that we saw in the first and second. Because the way the teams approached it, the way the ball was moved, Baker being very patient, using a ton of time, but putting nothing on the board, and Benedictine just like lightning strike down the field.
Yeah, the Ravens, you know, only possessed the ball twice in that quarter, and I say twice, they scored on their first possession. And this is that carryover possession. So they really only got the ball once and then 64 seconds, if you will, of the third quarter. So now we're going to work towards the west end zone. And why is that interesting? Not a single of our 24 points today has been scored going to the west.
Well, we're going to see if that changes here as the Ravens moving west, heading west, young man. It is for Benedictine, the third down, 5. And BC is at their own 45-yard line with Witherspoon as a running back. Good to see Dalton back and seeming very healthy. Motion to the right side, Titan Osborne. Quarterback is back, fires one, and it's going to be picked off and no. That was a bad pass, and the Ravens very lucky it was not taken away.
Yeah, that thing was a little behind Tanner Zimmerman. He put a hand on it, and the problem is at 6'5", you get a hand up and hit that thing upwards. A lot of defenders in the area, but falls to the ground incomplete, and the Ravens will bring out the punter for, how about this? You talk about Scotty Robertson punted 4 times in the first quarter. He has not punted since the first quarter.
Well, that's a good thing. But now he's going to be kicking into the wind. The return man is at the 20-yard line. The snap is good. The boot is nice. And a fair catch called for and executed at the 16. It'll be first and 10 for Baker University. Because if Baker is going to hope to get back into the game, they have to score something on this possession.
Yeah, they're going to have
not enough possessions left.
Right, they're going to have to score and score somewhat quickly, right? You're trailing by 2 possessions, and you've only had 2 possessions in the second half. Okay, so you got to figure you only got 2 more possessions left in
maybe
the ballgame, right?
Maybe 3, yeah. And here they go, just underway in the fourth quarter. Baker with a football, 1st and 10. They're going to mark it to their own 16-yard line. Quarterback Truman Julesgaard. Ravens have been really hard on him today. He'll throw to the left side and misses the tender receiver. And I thought Abram Phillips had a shot at that one.
Yeah, Abram got a hand out there and was able to deflect it. He saw that if he had another step, he was going to be able to take that to that far pylon for a pick six.
Now, Abram is not typically the guy that you look to for a pick six. Okay?
No.
He would have loved that. I would have loved that.
Abram's a guy who hasn't had an interception yet this season. Did have one last season, but looking for his first one of the year. Benedictine is a defense, 12 interceptions on the season coming into the ball game, but only have a fumble recovery today.
Adrian Theo, Gage Warren are going to be wide to the right side. Quarterback is going to hand off to his running back who will hit the middle of the line. Ravens are going to grab him up. He's going to lean forward to pick up the limited yardage. Grayson Booth, not much there.
That time trying to run in the middle. Blake Castile along with Cole Johnson. The 2 defensive ends converge and make the tackle on the play. It's going to bring up now a 3rd and 5 for Baker as quickly as that is.
And for the Wildcats, they're taking out their huge wide receiver. And they're going to bring in
another
tight end.
Yep, and then Trent Poole also. So losing some size and bringing in some speed on this third down.
It is. They only need about 5 yards. It's a third down call from deep in their own end for Baker. Ravens leading by 10. Quarterback back to throw. Looking right, throwing right. BB centers. Completed, nearly intercepted. Again, right into the hands of Dylan Witherspoon, and he lost it.
That time they threw the ball out to the right flat. The receiver couldn't hold on to it. It popped in the air, and Dylan Witherspoon had 2 hands on it, just couldn't quite pull it in.
Julesgaard, again, Gus. And as a quarterback, sometimes you so want to get that ball to your receiver, you just throw it too hard. Don't get a little air under them. Don't put a little touch on it. And Benedictine is going to be in for the return.
Here's a chance to go after the punter near his end zone.
He's at his own 5. The Ravens put no rush on at all, and that is a massive kick, and you just need to get away from that thing. It's going to bounce and bounce, and it's going to take another huge Baker bounce. He's had one gust down to the 1-yard line, and this one is going to go inside the 5. Wow. What a tremendous punt by Joshua Gonzalez out of Nemaha Central High School. But for Benedictine, it's okay. It doesn't matter. Here's the deal. Ravens are in the fourth quarter. They've got a 10-point lead. They've got the football. They've got the momentum. And now what they've got to do is run a little time off the clock, maybe tack on another one for good measure. Jackson Dude, they're going to see what he can do about that.
You know, long field does provide you that opportunity to take a lot of time off the field.
Yeah.
4 o'clock.
You betcha. And Dalton Witherspoon is going to be the running back. I think you're going to see him run the ball a little bit here. Long count for quarterback Jackson Dooley. BC will hand off, straight ahead run. There was a huge opening, man. I saw all that daylight. I'm like, how far can he go? But it closed fairly quickly. But Witherspoon still got some really good yardage. Would he get 8 or 9 on that?
Second
down.
About 8, so second and 2.
That thing opened up, and that was an impressive job by Trey Madrid
And who else we got out there? 61. I don't have a program because I'm afraid it would be five counties over.
61 for the Ravens?
Yeah.
Braxton Blank.
Okay.
Out of Free State.
So here we are. Second down short for Benedictine. The Ravens are going to let this play clock go down a little bit. Here's another handoff straight ahead. And look out. Running room. Dillon up to the 30. 35-yard line. Witherspoon explodes. And the Ravens are going to move the chains. First and 10, Benedictine.
Dillon Witherspoon hit the left side, rolls over a would-be defender on his way to a big run right there. And for Baker right now, they're struggling in that second level of the defense. Their defensive line has been good, but that second level from linebackers on has just been a little porous, in it, especially as the game has progressed.
12.5 minutes to go in the game. Ravens by 10 with the football and some momentum. First and 10 across the 30. This time the handoff is Ugorji. He'll move it for about 5.
That time coming up to make the stop for Baker. Zachary Fisher gets back there to make the stop along with Alex Gunderson. Zachary Fisher, a sophomore out of Onega.
Watch it, LeBron, for Benedictine. He's down the field blocking, doing a great job. And now coach is going to bring in Zimmerman to take him out. LeBron is like, man, I wanted to come out. I don't want to come out. I like this.
Right now, Coach Osborne taking a lot of time sending in the play call because, again, you don't want to give any more time on this thing. Just melt it away, walk away with the win.
Absolutely intentional. The two tight ends shift to the wide side. 4 seconds, 3 on the play clock. Hand off Ugorji, hit in the backfield, drop for no gain.
That time getting back there. Alex Gunderson, we talked about him a couple times there. And he has to be right up there in tackles today for this Baker defense. But little gain on the play. It'll bring 3rd and 8 for Benedictine with 11:28 left here in the game.
So the Ravens with the football, they've got to get this thing up to around the 42-43 yard line for first down yardage. BC in there having a field. Lockefulian is going to go wide to the right side. He had one big catch in the first half. Running back is Witherspoon. Zimmerman is going to shift very, very far to the left side, right in front of the Benedictine bench. Back to throw. QB, Dooley, being chased. High steps, it gets away. Throws on the run. Coming back! A huge catch! What a job by Titan Osborne! That is a chain moving and momentum switching kind of a play.
And Titan Osborne catches it, signals to the crowd first down, and flips the ball to the official as he turns to the Baker sideline. And again, what a job right there for the Ravens. Now into the ball game. We haven't seen much from a receiver standpoint. Isaiah Hastings goes wide to the right.
If you are Baker and you thought you had him right there and just then they get away, that is a painful, painful play. Ravens at the 50-yard line. Isaiah is an explosive ball carrier and defender. Plays both sides of the game. On the outside is going to be Ugorji. Give him 6. He stands and weaved and worked his way inside the 45-yard line.
Yeah, nice little jump cut right there as he got running parallel to the line. All of a sudden, just slides sideways, picks up 5 on the play. Maybe let's give him 6. It'll bring up a 2nd and 4 for Benedictine.
Silas Edgar comes out of the ball game, and Zach Fisher coming back in. Baker going to switch it up in the linebacker spot a little bit. But look at the clock. We're now at 9:40 to go in the game. Benedictine patiently coming up over the football with a 10-point lead. Zimmerman to the left side, short side, guarded by a little cornerback out here. And a handoff to Ugorji. Accelerates, puts his head down, breaks the tackle to the 40-35. Ugorji to the 30. Ugorji a first down for the Ravens. He's at the 29-yard line.
Right now the Raven offensive line just imposing its will that time. Look over to the right side, running behind Big Eddie Swizlowski, 15 yards down the field.
And look, it's so Benedictine. You've got a great running back, Xavier Ugorji. So he makes a big run. Who are you going to bring in? You're starting running back from the beginning of the year, Dalton Witherspoon, who's not healthy. Benedictine is just so deep now. We talked about that. And Coach and I talked about it, kidded about it a little bit in the pregame. There's no room to move in that running back's room. It's so full of guys.
Isaiah Hastings going to check in, go slot left.
Here comes BC on a 1st and 10. Inside the 30. And the handoff, straight ahead, running, power move, breaks the tackle. And down after a 6-yard gain is Dalton Witherspoon. Ravens continue just to tear chunks off now.
This has been an impressive drive right now for the Ravens. And if you're Baker, you're looking at the clock going, we're down two possessions. There's 8:20 left in the ballgame. You don't have two possessions left in this game, so you definitely can't give up a score here.
A score here, it just seals it off. Inside 8 minutes to go when this ball is going to be snapped.
Look over at the field. You're going to see Dooley is going to turn, check the play, and make a change.
Very long count. Takes it, hands off to Xavier, goes left side, breaks again inside. Kind of runs into one of his blockers, doesn't get all the way to the first down, but he gets close to it. Now markers down the field, and let's see what this is going to be all about, because we have some extended contact about 15 yards downfield. Guys.
Yeah, we're going to get, and after the play, I feel like we're going to get unsportsmanlike against Benedictine right there.
I'm not sure which way it's going to go. There's the only question. The side judges over here talking to the rest of the crew.
I was going to say, the only thing that could bail you out is if they call offsetting here.
Still waiting to see and waiting to get the call. Side judge is going to get it relayed in and pick up the referee.
There you go.
There you go. Here's what happened. You got a wide receiver down the field. You got a coverage guy down there. They engaged about 15 yards in the flat downfield and never disengaged, basically.
Yeah, and the Raven coaching staff is going to take said receiver out of the game and just say, hey, we're great. You're fine. No penalty. Just let's not do that again.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
You know what else they're going to do? They're going to take out said receiver and bring in another lineman. Jacoby Hinton is going to come in for this play.
And you know what else happens? You don't get that time back. It's gone forever.
Look at this. They're going with the jumbo set.
Here we go for Benedictine on a third down and a couple. Shimmer will go left. The handoff to the tailback. Puts his head down. There's the first down, and there's a lot more for Witherspoon. Run out of bounds on the near side. He's inside the 15-yard line.
What a run right there. Got a nice kick out block by the fullback, Tyler Watson. And the Ravens picking up a big first down.
So he is a fullback.
He is a fullback.
You bet he is. We're 7.5 minutes to go. Midpoint of the fourth quarter. 17-7, Benedictine in front, and now driving a football. Remember, the series began back inside their own 5-yard line.
Yeah, that was after that monster punt, and that was kind of the double-edged sword of that monster punt, is you force Benedictine to a long field, which they can take a lot of time.
This is their second 95-plus yard drive of the afternoon. Motion, the handoff straight ahead, Witherspoon drags defenders inside the 10-yard line. They were holding on to him at the waist. He was pumping the legs, just carrying him downfield. And Zach Schneider was one of them.
And another Tyler Watson kick out block set up the inside run. Now checking out of the ball game will come Dalton Witherspoon back in Xavier Ugorji. We're under 7 minutes to play. Benedictine leading Baker 17-7, and the Ravens are driving. They're looking at now a 2nd and 3. The ball at the 9.
Ugorji in the backfield looking over to the near sideline. Jackson Dooley. Here's the thing. He takes some of the pressure off Jackson. When was the last time he's had to throw the ball?
Hasn't had to do it much. He's 8 of 17 today for only 119 yards, but these running backs have been a stable.
Long count. Hard count, handoff to Ugorji. Hits the middle. There's not a lot there. He'll pick his way forward for a couple of hard-earned yards, but you're going to take another 40 seconds off the clock. We're now down to almost 6 minutes left.
You know what you're doing right now? Xavier Ugorji, 19 carries, 155 yards. Dalton Witherspoon, 13 carries, 86 yards. You've rushed for 255 yards this afternoon.
That's a good day so far.
With more to come.
Inside 6 minutes, and the Ravens just taking their time. They're standing out of the field. They're looking at that play clock. It's a 13, 12, 11, and now they're walking up over it. The fans are clamoring for more points, you guys. You can hear that in the background. Again, they'll shift over the big tight end duo. Quarterback's going to keep it himself, and he puts his head down and he breaks the tackle. Look at the run by Jackson Dooley to the 5-yard line.
Jackson with a power run down inside, and what's funny about that is he didn't have a whole lot of blocking. I mean, it was just a naked bootleg right there, able to dive forward, pick up the first down. Looks like the Ravens should have first and goal at the 2.
Is there a marker or something? They're over talking to the official.
Now they're talking to
Coach Osborne. Yeah. Something's happening, and I cannot see the marker. But, again, we're so close to the field that we don't have a good perspective. So something's happening. Now the referee's talking to Coach Osborne, saying, what do you like? What's your flavor here, Coach? What would you like us to do?
I don't know that there's any question if it's against Baker, right? You just decline it and call it first and goal.
We're 5.5 minutes. Well, see, it's not going to be a first to go, I don't think. From where that stick is at, it's going to be third and a couple, maybe. So, let's see what the referee is. He's going to come out, and let's see what the final decision is.
Offside defense. We're going to assess the penalty, and that is going to give you the first down.
No? So first and goal for the Ravens down. You're going to get big. You're going to bring Jacoby Hinton in. You're going to bring David Wilburn into the ballgame. And Jackson Dooley's out there. You think, can we wind that clock?
Now, what do we got? Do we have the defensive unit coming together here, getting a little chat? Is that what's happening in front of us? Right down here?
There's
little cluster guys now suddenly ganged up. They're like saying, we're going to get that football through that into that end zone, and we're going to have to get back out on the field pretty quickly. 5:33 to go.
Okay, so they're going to step it down to the 5. So what they did is they did, you're right, take the – no. Okay, so they didn't take the penalty. They just moved it down to the 4 where the run went. It is first and goal from the 4, 5.5 minutes left. A lot of confusion going on, and Jackson's talking to the official. He's saying, why aren't you running the clock?
And – the official says, play clock is running, but not the game clock.
The official says, we're not supposed to.
11:10 on the play clock. Ravens with the jumbo package. Here's the turn. Here's the handoff. Here's the run. Here's the touchdown, Ravens. Lou Ugarte passes it straight off the left side. He went untouched.
What a job right there by Xavier Ugarte following the blocking of David Wilburn and Jacoby Hinton. Hinton walks by all the fans in the end zone and says, thank you, and you guys can go home and pack away the jerseys now.
5.5 minutes to go in the ball game, and Benedictine has exploded to a 23-7 lead. Yep. Here comes the point after. 23-7 is the advantage. Kloby looking to add just one more, and he will put it through, and we're going to take a timeout. With 5.5 minutes to go in this afternoon's ball game, it's Benedictine 24, Baker 7.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Ravens getting set to kick it away after, how about this, 13 plays, 97-yard drive, 8 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock, the touchdown scored by Xavier Ugarte. The Ravens go up 24-7. Against the Ravens have drives, 2 of them, over 95 yards each. Wow.
Into the wind. That was our first touchdown on the west end zone today.
Here's
first
the kick
points on the west.
Here's the kick away, and it is going to be taken at the goal line, straight up the middle. And whoa, my gracious, what a collision. Down, it'll go at the 32.
The Ravens come out of the backside of that car wreck with a football. And
wow,
that was a hit for Benedictine down there on the kick coverage unit. Is that time, give him his flowers on the tackle. It was Colby Sexton, the redshirt freshman out of Jacksonville, Florida.
So here we go for Baker. What do you got to do? You can't just start throwing crazy. But you don't have the time to run.
I was going to say, you got to do something.
You got to do something. 10 seconds on the play clock. You're going to have to do something in a hurry. Quarterback is back to throw. Here's Jules Gard. Throwing deep over the middle. Scotty's man wide open. Makes a nice comeback catch. Into Raymond territory at the 42. That was a long, long catch by Gage Warren.
You got to start thinking about Benedictine has been in this position before. Last year, the last season of the game, right? against Kaiser where they found themselves ahead and that game melted away. You can't give up big chunk plays like that. You got to force Baker to work a little more for these yards.
Here they go for the Wildcats. First and 10, and very quickly into Benedictine territory. They're at the Raven 42. Motion again will go to the left side. It's going to be Warren. Quarterback back to throw again. Again with all the time in the world. Again, you'll throw over the middle, and again, you'll be a complete in the middle of the field. Take up with the big tight end, Noah Hastert, the 6'7" junior from Care Parallel.
That time, Isaiah Haston able to come up and make the stop on the play, but not before. Baker able to pick up another first down, so a big chunk play right there. So two plays, they picked up like 40 yards.
And they have taken very little time doing it, and they're putting no pressure on quarterback Ulesgaard, who's back to throw again. Lobs one for the end zone, pushing, shoving, broken up at the two.
That time, Nehemiah Hicks able to get a hand in there and knock that football away at the end in the incomplete pass. Stop the clock. 4:09 left here in the ballgame.
A play very similar to that resulted in a pass interference called against Benedict in the second quarter.
I was thinking the same thing. I kind of held my breath for a moment.
About the same spot on the field, and it was a little frightening. 4:09 to play in the game. Ravens leading it 24-7. Baker has not thrown in the towel, and they're not going to. Running back is Gabe Martin. He will be out in the left flat, stay in the block, pass over to the left side. It's going to be off the fingertips and out of bounds and incomplete.
So with the incompletion, the Ravens able to freshen up the defensive line. They're going to bring in Dylan Bennett, Xavier Hernandez, Joseph Abrams, and Jonathan Crow. And watch out for Jonathan Crow. He's been a guy who's been able to get after the quarterback. Three sacks already this season.
4:06 to play. Clock has stopped up that incompletion. Adron Seals out of Eudora, wide to the left side. Gage Warren, slot to the left side. QB is going to keep it himself. He'll boot to the right, run out of bounds, and he just dances and dances, and finally, BC's going to bump him out inside the 10-yard line. He's going to have a first down. We got
to
hold.
I think we have a penalty right here. When you turn that corner, the Ravens start jumping up and down. I think we're getting a hold right on the corner, which explains why that edge was so wide open.
Again, the referee's going to be chatting it up for the rest of his crew, and we will get his call. And there it is, holding against the offense. We're 3 minutes and 59 seconds of play in the contest this afternoon. Ravens leading a 24-7. Baker is driving, but now, hampered by that penalty, they're going to be looking at a first and long.
That penalty against Dom Spears, a 6'3" redshirt freshman out of KCMO. Good?
Yeah, no, I'm just tired of hearing that noise in the background. I hope Joseph doesn't hear it, but I certainly have been all afternoon.
What are they doing?
I don't know. So it's going to be from the spot of the infraction, yeah. So it's going to be marked out to the 25, 26-yard line. And that's where Baker is going to have it. So for the Wildcats, it will bring up a third down and 11. Does that sound right?
Yeah. Felt like the old school where you walked it off and walked it back.
I love that. I love that. So here we go. On the third down and 11, it's a Benedictine 26-yard line. Clock is running again at 3:50 to play. Eric Avery is wide left for the Wildcats. Motion will come to the short side. Ulesgaard back, looking left, throwing left, hit it for the end zone. He's got Avery, and is he catching in the end zone? No, it's out of bounds.
That time the ball came down, and right as he was able to catch it, Zachary Thomas gets a hand in at the last moment to tip the ball away, incomplete, and now a fourth down, and Baker's season hanging on a play.
Coming into the game today, we knew, they knew, Benedictine knew, if Baker wins, they win the South outright, and they are in the national tournament. If they lose this game, it is their fourth loss of the season, and next week means nothing to anybody. Three and a half minutes to play in the game. Baker is down now to this fourth and 11, and they're on the Raven 26-yard line. Benedictine up 24-7, and we're going to get a Wildcat timeout. This is a good one. This is a huge one. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. And Coach Regalado, if you're going to get it right, you have to get it right
here
right.
on this play.
I think that's one of those things where you call this timeout, make sure everybody's on the same page. If I told you the stats for today, I'm not sure if you'd believe me. Do you know that that holding penalty was the first penalty of the day against Baker?
I feel like it.
They've got one penalty for 9 yards. Benedictine has a few penalties, nothing crazy to this point. Hold on. My penalties just kind of refresh. I mean,
but,
3 for 35.
I was going to say, because they had that one down here a little bit ago near the goal line instead of the 5 yard line.
Benedictine right now with 54 plays for 379 yards. Baker with two more plays at 56 for only 280 total yards today. Truman Uelsgaard, 11 of 21 passing, 137 yards, where he typically beats teams with his feet. He's 11 of 31. Baker going to line up for a field goal.
They are going to go for a 44-yard field goal effort with a wind at their back. They're playing the numbers. It is down, it is up, and it is good. So Baker is going to gain a little ground, and we're going to take a timeout at 3:32 to go into ball game. Moore is now Benedictine 24, Baker 10.
Fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Well, on an afternoon that began here at Liston Stadium, overcast skies, a little drizzle coming down. We were like setting up stuff and thinking how much of it we're going to have to get covered up or what we're going to do. Ultimately, the sun has emerged. It has become a beautiful day. The wind, though, has never, ever subsided. It's pleasant in the crowd. We look into the north. We're kind of looking directly into the teeth of the wind, but we've had way worse days just in the land. Loving this game here today.
Baker started the game with a score at the 258 mark of the first quarter and haven't scored again until now.
And the onside kick caught by an up man. That was extremely well done. And Benedictine alert, Gus, to the possibility of the onside kick, had the right personnel in there, and that was Cameron Dover.
Yeah, Cameron Dover not really happy as he got up because he took a shot right to the head after he caught that ball and went down. And for Benedictine, 3.5 minutes separate them from being able to turn their attention to the Pioneers.
Cameron's not been real happy with some of the play out here through the course of the afternoon, so I totally understand and appreciate where he's coming from. So for Benedictine, they will begin this possession on Baker's side of the field at the Wildcat 46-yard line with a 2-touchdown lead. It is 24-10.
Baker with only one timeout remaining and the 2-minute break.
Here's a straight-ahead run. It's inside the 40, near the 35. That's close to a first down. An explosive straight-ahead run by Witherspoon, but he's coming off a little slow. And with any luck, they don't put him back out there today. We're going to let him get better.
That's probably all I need to see from him today.
Yeah. Yeah, Witherspoon's coming out. He's walking a little gingerly, and the trainer's going to get over here and get a look at him. And for Benedictine, it'll be Ugorji rotating it into the backfield, but that was a great run for a first down. There we go. Movement left. Hand off Ugorji, straight ahead. He's got room. It's a 35. Gets his balance back. Dives inside the 30 in a line, but jumps on him as he's laying on the ground.
That time diving on him after he hit the ground. Zachary Schneider, a senior out of Park Hill.
Second down, 4, maybe 3.
Now, one of the advantages to not picking up the first down right there, and you don't have to snap the ball again.
2 minutes. Or the two-minute timeout coming
three,
up here.
Yeah, 3 seconds separate the game clock from the play clock.
Ravens are not going to snap it.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Just because if Baker were scoring, he probably would have called the timeout right there, right?
Yeah, you'd think.
I don't know. Okay. Send it.
Joseph, we're taking a two-minute break. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Ravens 24, Baker 10.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Back with you here in Baldwin City, Kansas. We've got 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. And Gus, I got a question. You got the stats up over there on your magic box. How many times is what's Jackson's throwing numbers? How many times has he thrown today?
17 times. He's 8 of 17 passing today.
The Raven offense has really, I'm going to say, a grown, adapted, changed as the season has gone on. So last week he threw 17 passes, and today he's thrown, what did you say, 18?
17.
17 passes.
But look at this. So he's thrown 17 passes. DuGorgie's run 22. Witherspoon's run 14.
Yeah.
You've rushed the ball 39 times. This is going to be the 40th run of the game.
The offense is changing.
The numbers
would indicate that clearly. It's a first and 10.
Nope,
it's going to be second down.
Two.
Second down for Benedictine. And here's the handoff. Now it's going to be a first down. His ball goes inside the 25-yard line. And we've got a minute 55 separating the Ravens from another win here today.
Titan Osborne feeling pretty good out there for the Ravens. He's out there. He's dancing around. He's letting the Baker sideline, the Baker fans know what few are left. That's a first down.
They'll move the sticks. It's first and 10. Benedictine at the 23. Not a question for Benedictine. The Ravens have an option here. Score it or not. I mean, I think that they could do whatever they want.
Always score it.
I think if they want to, they can, because I think this team is just playing that well. And here's DuGorgie, and he'll move it for 5 yards more. Xavier DuGorgie continues to just explode those numbers. He's going to end up closer to 200 yards today than not.
So if Jackson Dooley's out here talking to the official, and I think just making sure he's on the same page as where the clock is, when it's running, how many more times he's going to have to snap this thing before the Ravens move on for their ninth win of the season.
The answer is two. Two more times. I could take a knee two times, but they're not. They're not in a diamond kind of alignment. They got DuGorgie in the backfield. And the handoff to Xavier. He'll burst down. Touchdown, Ravens! DuGorgie bursts into the left side, races into the end zone, and at 46 seconds left, it's 30-10. I said, score it, right?
Yeah.
I asked you. I said they could do it if they wanted to.
Always score it.
That was the answer.
Okay.
And here's the thing, it's not like they did anything crazy, right? It's just straight off the left tackle.
First quarter, 4 punts. Second half, 3 touchdowns on only 4 possessions. You want to expand that a little bit? Second half from the second quarter on, it's been all Ravens.
Nothing else. BC has been phenomenal in the second half. Here's your point after. Put it on the board. We're going to take a timeout, Joseph, with 46 seconds to play, and the Ravens on the doorstep of another big win. It's Benedictine 31, Baker 10.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
For Benedictine, a bit of a slow start because they finished like they were in the Talladega 500. Ravens 31-10 lead with 46 seconds to play. Here's Kloby, and there's the kick away into the wind, end over end, and it's going to bounce and be taken on a hop at the 15-yard line and going feet first
to try to get underneath the incoming defender was the kick return guy. And it'll be first and 10 for Baker. So for the Wildcats, I mean, you try to do something here, but you know there's nothing you can do. There's not enough you can do.
This is
kind of an ugly feeling.
This is the time of the game where a lot of times you'll see an interception, right, because you're just trying to force the ball. The defense is dropping back. Boone is going to be in there as your safety right now. Josh Boone is going to settle in somewhere around his own 40-yard line.
It's also the time of the game you can see a physical altercation.
Maybe.
That's not impossible. Here's a straight-ahead play, and there's just not much there.
That time, Zachary Lacombe with a big hit, and the clock can wind down if Baker so chooses.
Yep. The play clock is not going to have to stop this game. If Baker wants to snap it, they can. They don't have to. And it's just running out here tonight. Wildcats are just kind of standing around in a circle. They're giving hugs, and that's going to do it. The final score this afternoon, Liston Stadium, Baldwin City, Kansas. It's the Benedictine Ravens 31, Baker 10. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
That concludes the second half of Benedictine football on Hot Country 93.7. Stay tuned for the B&P Propane postgame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Back with me here in Baldwin City, where it goes for Benedictine, a bit of a slow start, turned into a huge, huge second half as they took a lead into the locker room. And from halftime on, it was just a Ravens running away with it.
Yeah, this Ravens team this afternoon came into the ball game, and I'm telling you, it was a little slow start. Talk about the first quarter, four possessions, four punts, two of those were on three and out. But then as you got into the second quarter, a field goal and a touchdown, and you look at the final seven possessions of the ball game for the Ravens, four touchdowns, a field goal, a punt, and a turnover on downs, they'll take that kind of a finish to the ball game. And for the Ravens, a wonderful afternoon in the running back room. Xavier Ugorji, how about that? Just on the doorstep of 200 yards today. 25 carries, 196 yards, two touchdowns.
If that last touchdown would have just been 4 yards further out.
Right.
Because he was going to go in.
And Dalton Witherspoon says, man, I need to four more yards to get to triple digits himself. 14 carries, 96 yards, and a touchdown. Titan Osborne had the 17-yard rush himself. Jackson Dooley finishes the day 8 of 17 for 119 yards and a passing touchdown. But the big thing that the Ravens did, they limited quarterback Truman Ewell's guard to 11 carries for only 31 yards. So you hold a guy who likes to run the ball to 2.8 a carry, it really changes the complexion of the ball game. He also only threw for 137 and no touchdowns this afternoon.
The Raven offense continues to evolve and to improve and to get better. And the defense, guys, I think continues just to play just absolutely watertight. They gave up what, 280 yards today? That's nothing.
Yeah, 280 yards this afternoon on 57 plays. Benedictine only ran two more plays and ended up with 425 yards. So,
again, Baker, look at their third down conversion rate. See, these are some of the things the coaches look at. They love to look at numbers.
Yeah,
you know?
1 of 10 on third down is not going to win you many ball games, and they were 0 for 1 on fourth down. The Raven defense really showed up as the game progressed today.
And now for Benedictine, you would like to kind of slam the door on the regular season. We'll be back with them at Wilcox Stadium next Saturday afternoon, game 11. Final game of the regular season, Benedictine. We'll be playing host to Mid-America. 12:30 care pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff, Ravens and the Pioneers next week. But the story here today, Benedictine comes out strong in the second half and dominates. Final score today, it was Benedictine 31, Baker 10 in Baldwin City. Many thanks to our man Joseph at the Cam Radio Sports Studio, doing our production and engineering. And a guest with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's coverage of Benedictine College football here on Hot Country 93.7. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown local Napa store. This broadcast has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.